This is PFW in Progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. The best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I'm at it.
For now, anyway.
That's twice. I want some butt.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey, gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
All right. Welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Wednesday, Christmas Eve, here at Gillette Stadium and everywhere else in the world. And Merry Christmas to you, if that's what you do. And happy holidays to everyone. The boys will be here momentarily. They had Bill Belichick's press conference today, an open locker room, which is just wrapping up now. So they should be here any minute. And we're going to talk about this game coming up. This is our last show, of course, this week, with tomorrow being Christmas and Friday being Patriots Friday. So it's our last chance to talk about the big game coming up against the Buffalo Bills. And by now, you all know the situation. Patriots need to win. Then they need to get in front of a television set. And they need to watch to see if the New York Jets and Brett Favre can somehow pull off an upset. And I would say it would be an upset at home in New York against the Miami Dolphins. And if that doesn't happen, hope and pray for the Baltimore Ravens to lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which might be as unlikely. And if they do that, then the Patriots can get in at the sixth seed during wild card weekend. So,
Freddie.
So there's three scenarios. Out of the playoffs, AFC East champs, or the sixth seed. And it's as simple as that. Boys are here. Andy's here. Paul's here.
As simple as that, Freddie. Now, were you weighing the possibilities of the two games there and suggesting that the Ravens have as much of a chance to lose as the Dolphins do?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think either one is going to lose.
But one is favored by 13 points. The other's underdogs by 3.
Who's favored by 13?
Baltimore.
I don't think that's right. I don't think they're going to lose.
Yeah, but you just said that they...
All right, whatever. Either you misheard me or I misspoke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's always a possibility.
Neither team, the Dolphins or Ravens, are likely to lose.
Well, that's where I kind of disagree with you. I think the Dolphins are underdogs and the Ravens are an overwhelming favorite.
What is it, 3 points?
Yeah. Well, 2.5, 3.
2.5. I don't know where they're getting that. But
don't you think that's like a toss-up game that could go either way, the Jets and Dolphins?
No.
Really?
I don't.
Are you just trying to, like, convince yourself?
No, the way the Jets are playing and the way Miami's playing? I mean, they're
getting in a shootout with the Chiefs?
I understand the way the Jets are playing, but Miami has not been lighting it up.
But they've won 5 in a row.
Look, I know the bottom line is they're winning and all that stuff, but
right.
If you're a Patriots fan, you certainly don't look at the way the Dolphins have won these games, 14-9 over San Francisco and 38-31 to Kansas City, and say that the Jets can't beat them.
No, I think obviously there's a chance the Jets could beat Miami. I think there's a chance the Jaguars could beat the Ravens.
I don't think there's a chance of that.
I think saying that in the same sentence, same breath, is very misleading.
But
to me, upsets happen.
Okay.
Therefore, the Jags
could
beat.
Who are you picking? Who are you picking in both those games, straight up?
Baltimore and the Jets.
Okay. You're picking the Jets?
Absolutely.
Really?
They're the better team and they're
at
home.
You
think the Jets are better than Miami, right?
Talent-wise, light years.
Well, I agree with that.
They might not be playing as well. I will grant you.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins are not playing great, despite the fact that they're winning games.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. You don't give up 31 at Kansas
Look,
City
you're
and say
talking
we played
me down
a great
off
game.
The ledge here. All
yeah,
right?
Well, that's exactly what my goal was.
You know?
I think you're kind of selling the playoffs out here, and we got a long way to go.
You're talking me down off the ledge.
That's exactly what my goal was, Freddie. I've accomplished it.
I just think that Miami is the better, you know, if you want to call them game plan team, they're the better game plan team. They don't make mistakes like the Jets do, for crying out loud. You know?
But given all that, they could very easily have lost a lot of the games they lost, and the Jets are capable of one play. Your boy Leon Washington, Brett Favre,
True.
Any of those guys,
True.
to make a single play.
I would agree in terms of the direction those teams are going.
Doctor, that's four pieces for you today. You better watch it.
It is Christmas Eve, Doctor. What are you going to do later?
Doctor eating the Papagenos.
Are you Jewish?
The Papagenos?
He's Jewish. That's what he's going to do later. They only eat matzah or something.
Chinese food tonight.
Chinese food.
So you don't
Chinese food in a movie, right?
Jewish people don't eat?
Right.
Matzah, you ever see those paper thin things?
No,
you'd have to eat 8 billion of them.
Matzah? He's just saying, he's eating Chinese
food. No, it's
wrong
time of year for that. That's Passover.
That's Passover.
In April.
So what do you eat now?
Regular food.
There's nothing special for Hanukkah?
Potato pancakes.
See, potato. Those are thick. Those are heavy.
Chinooka.
Weigh you down.
I agree with you about the direction the teams are going. Miami, obviously, even though they haven't been overly impressive, has been winning the Jets. My only fear for this game, not, I shouldn't say my only fear, my biggest fear for this game is that they don't want Mangini back. And they say...
You mean the players?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
what
fear.
Are you hearing here, Paul?
You're the only one that doesn't seem to be to thinking that Mangini's job is hanging in the balance.
No. But I haven't heard a player reaction.
I haven't heard that either. My fear is that the players know that they're fighting for Mangini's job, and maybe they don't want to save it.
Yeah.
And they say, what's the best way we can get rid of this guy? Let's lay an egg here. We're not going to the playoffs anyway because the Patriots ain't losing. And Baltimore ain't losing.
Aside from the rosters and the talent, I look at these two teams, and which team...
That's a beautiful Fredism right there.
Aside from the
talent.
Well, yeah, but which team right now do you have confidence winning a must-win game?
Neither.
But they're playing each other.
Right, so neither. But so I flip a coin.
I'm flipping a coin in this one, and I'm going with the home team.
Is playing better football, mistake-free football.
I would agree with
smarter
you.
Smarter football.
I would agree with you on that.
You know?
I can't make an argument against that.
And like we talked about, I mean, if the Jets come out slow, the fans will turn on them.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's a major factor.
Bruce Gradkowski going to start this week for Cleveland, Andy. Your boy.
You know, so.
You know, your Tom Brady 2.0.
So it's going to be.
Sorry.
I'm going to be a mess.
You've been getting too much credit for stuff lately.
They've done the same thing this year. Nothing.
I'm going to be a mess.
Brady and Gradkowski.
You know, assuming that the Patriots beat Buffalo, I'm going to be a mess because.
You're bringing your TV?
I'll bring it, but, I'll see how good it does.
Yeah, usually you can get it well enough to know what's going on.
Where is my TV?
I don't know.
I got to find that.
I got to make sure I have batteries for mine.
Yeah.
What happened to your whole theory about they were going to get the network for the planes on the...
Well, he didn't know that.
I didn't know they didn't get CBS.
Those. But I thought they'll figure something out.
Maybe they will. I don't know.
Andy and I were talking about it's going to be a tough game to write after the game because everything that we're going to get post-game is going to be, well, now we just have to wait and see.
Right.
Well, you can't put those quotes in your stories.
In papers that come out on Tuesdays, that's not all that useful.
Yeah, it is a tough game.
You know, so there's probably going to be very little. I mean, we could do, like, matchup winners and things. Specific to the game stuff we can have done. But I think the game story and the analysis might need to wait a little bit.
We could just make stuff up.
Well, I mean, that's generally what I try to do anyway.
Yeah, okay. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482. At 1:15 today, we're going to read Dan Heffron's Christmas poem. So, Andy just snapped himself in the head with the Bose headphone. That was very good.
And
I like
hurt.
That. Wow.
See, you're an evil person.
Why?
Enjoying
you being
pain
snapped in the
on
head?
Others on yeah. Christmas Eve.
Oh, you really did hit your head hard.
It hurt.
You got a big red mark
no,
on your
I
head.
No, I don't. Do I?
Yeah.
I have very sensitive skin. That happens. But
wow.
It hurt a little.
It's a lot of surface
It's just
area
a little headphone, for crying out loud.
It's hard plastic, though.
Wow. All right. So what else? Belichick's press conference, open locker room, anything to tell us?
Paul. I didn't go. I was working on previews. And Paul's got a mouthful of food, so he's apparently just going to take the rest of the show off.
You didn't do anything today? No locker room? No Belichick?
No, I went to Belichick.
On previews.
I went to Belichick. And,
no, you know, we have to preview the Ravens, Dolphins, and Jets.
Another ESPN-ism for you, Freddie.
Yeah.
They were clearly trying to get Bill to say the words, I'm a Jets fan. I'm rooting for the Jets. That was clearly the intention of the line of questioning. Started off, is it difficult to know that winning isn't enough? You need help. And, of course, Bill responded with his normal, you know, we only control the things that we can control, and right now our focus is on Buffalo, and we need to win our game. And then the questions persisted. How are you going to handle, I mean, after your game is over, if you win, you know, and then now you can shift your focus. How are you even going to monitor the game and builds? Just like, I don't know. I you know, we'll be coming home. We'll be traveling. We're not really concerned with that. And then it kept going on and on. There was about three or four. This is all very short follow-up questions. And she said, so she stopped and she said, well, so you're a Jets fan. And Bill said, I'm a Patriots fan. I'm whatever helps the Patriots. I'm for whatever helps the Patriots, yeah. I think is how we put it. So
right.
Bill's too smart to fall for, you know.
Plus,
you know they want that snappy little right. thing so they can tease SportsCenter and go and flash right. up to Bill and he says, I'm a Jets fan.
Right.
And everybody goes. Right.
Plus, the timing of it, you know, as Bill wouldn't play along with this anyway, but even the timing, if the Jets were playing first and then the Patriots were playing, I could see, so yeah, we're hoping the Jets win. But they don't play until you play. If you don't win your game, it doesn't matter what happens at 4 o'clock.
So, whatever helps the Patriots, I'm for, I think, yeah. is how Bill said it.
Right.
He wouldn't say I'm a Jets
Good.
Fan.
Good for him.
Yeah, it was an idiotic ESPNism.
Was it somebody from ESPN yeah. asking the questions?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to even say because I'm not positive who it was.
Kelly Naki.
Okay. I think it was her.
Kelly Naki?
I wasn't there, but yeah. that's what Paul said upstairs. So
I think it was Kelly Naki, but I don't blame even the people that do it because it's a directive.
I know what they're doing.
It's a directive yeah. from above. That's what they're told to do.
Yeah, good for Bill. You know, that brings up another thing, and I know this isn't Patriots related, but this guy from Detroit, what do you think about that, what he did with Rod Marinelli?
Wow.
Jerk.
I meant to tell you guys that Sunday night because as I was reading pages, I heard that. And I kind of got sidetracked with something, and I forgot to bring it up. But not only the persistent line of questioning, but did you hear the very last thing?
Well, I did. Don't you wish that your daughter married
what a reprehensible
well,
person.
You know, if people don't know what we're talking about, obviously the Detroit's Owen whatever. And the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions is Rod Marinelli's son-in-law. Right?
Isn't it defensive coordinator?
Is it defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay, defensive coordinator is Rod Marinelli's son-in-law.
Right.
So this guy, Rod Parker, is that his name?
I believe it is, yes.
Kept with this line of questioning, you know, why is he on the staff, blah, blah, blah. And Rod Marinelli's answer was, look, I'm in on every meeting. I approve the game plan. You know, you look at me and no one else. And this guy just kept going. Finally, his last question is, do you wish that your daughter married a better defensive coordinator? You know, and even then, Marinelli didn't lose his cool.
No, he just looked away and kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, next question.
You could tell he thought it was
yeah.
distasteful, but just went away.
But the outrage there, and I guess the Detroit Free Press is where he works, issued an apology.
And he wrote his whole column.
Yeah, he kind of apologized, said he was just kidding.
I don't buy it.
But the line of questioning leading up to that would say that, no, he wasn't just kidding. You know, he was.
Did you hear it or did you just read it?
I heard it.
He was not kidding.
No, I
there
heard
was
it.
Absolutely
no,
nothing tongue-in-cheek about
because
that.
He claims he tried to make a lighthearted end to what was a tense situation. But, yeah, it didn't sound
now,
like
I was thinking
like
to myself,
that.
Okay, you know, what do they call it when you have relatives on your payroll? What's the name of it?
Nepotism?
Nepotism,
okay. I can understand questioning the whole nepotism thing. But the question, the one and only question is insert name here.
The most qualified.
The most. Is he a good defensive coordinator?
But
that's the question.
I don't
right?
even know the history. I mean, where did – it's Joe Barry. Is that his name? Like, where did he come from? I mean, it's very possible he was working with Marinelli in Tampa, and through him they met and got married.
I mean Scott Pioli is Bill Parcells' son-in-law. No one's saying he's not qualified.
Right. My point
but
is
– even then,
nepotism is
exactly.
hiring your son-in-law to be the defensive coordinator rather than – you had a guy who worked with you who then became your son-in-law. You know what I mean?
There's
right,
a difference
right,
between Pioli right. and this guy, more than likely, than Marty Schottenheimer's kids,
right.
Kirk and Brian, who were his sons and obviously were kind of nurtured to be assistants on Marty's staff.
And we joke every
That's
time
nepotism.
We do Brian Schottenheimer, and it says, before going to Kansas City and before going to San Diego and before going to Washington, all places where he just followed his dad and had a job.
Yeah.
There's a difference there. I mean,
yeah.
there's a very big difference.
And
either way, though, it –
I think it's interesting, though, because obviously this guy Parker
felt,
well, not only that, but he felt too comfortable.
Well,
and that's something that Belichick has done from day one is, you know, you can't allow these guys to get too comfortable with you. Go back to Pete Carroll. Ron, you know, guys in Pete Carroll's press conferences felt they could really say anything they wanted.
But you also feel that way when you're going against a coach, quote unquote, who's on the hot seat, who's losing 15, 16 games every year.
True, but he wasn't.
If he was winning,
Pete Carroll wasn't.
No, but Fred, people would if Bill didn't win the way he won, people would ask Bill tougher questions.
He would have been run out of town.
No, they would ask him tougher questions, but they would do it in a respectful
way. I disagree.
No, I don't think that they would be smart, Alex, about it, because he wouldn't put up with that.
He has nothing to do, though.
I think there's
he loses all power by losing, because he's going to get run out of town.
I think there's certain guys, and I'll put Pete Carroll, as much as I love him, in this category, where he kind of let guys take control of his press conference.
Nice guys.
Where Belichick will never allow that to happen.
Right.
He won't allow people to take – it's his press conference. And he's not going to let the press take control of it. And you come off sometimes being a jerk, looking like a jerk doing that. But it's almost – it's necessary. Could he do – could Belichick do it in a better way like Parcells? Yes. In a more entertaining way? Yes. But the goal is the same. Keep control of the press conference.
But I think the I don't know. I've never seen Rod Marinelli's press conference, so I don't know. But this specific situation, I think he handled perfectly. He answered the questions about the I lead those meetings. I'm in those meetings, all that. And then when it became ridiculous, he just ignored the guy and turned away.
I think I've seen some of because you see a lot of actually that you see a lot of his press conference on TV because he's always getting grilled. Part of Marinelli's problem is he answers every question. You know, if you ask a question, you're going to get it answered. And, you know, it might be the same answer you got last week, but he doesn't turn you down. He doesn't, you know, do what Belichick does, which is snarl at you and make you
say,
feel,
I don't know.
Right. And make you feel like a jerk or whatever to keep you from doing it again. You know, so anyway, it's
by
just,
all accounts,
it's an
he's
interesting
a nice man.
Contrast in styles. And I by watching it, you can see why Belichick does what he does.
But I still say it gets back to, in some ways, Brady. And if Rod Marinelli were winning Super Bowls and successful, his way would be okay. Winning solves all of it. Well, winning allows a jerk to remain a jerk or a nice guy to remain
a
nice
guy.
Or
I remember when Pete Carroll was 4-0 and he gets up there and he's like, 4-0, head coach in the NFL, life is good. Not the right way to do it.
Well,
even
it is,
though you're winning.
If you go 16-0, it is the right way to do it. And you win a Super Bowl.
But you're not going to. The problem is,
well, I don't know.
Once things turn, you have to be consistent, Andy. You can't.
But my point is, if you were consistently a good coach, you could be consistent and say, woo, life
I know,
is good.
But sometimes you can't control that. And so
the only thing I think that Andy and I would disagree with you on here, I totally agree that Bill's way is the best way. But Pete Carroll doesn't go 16-0 because he said, you know, 3-0, a head coach
in
NFL.
He's making his life more difficult.
He didn't go 16-0 because he's not Bill Belichick, the coach.
Right.
If he had the ability to coach like Belichick,
right,
he may have been able to win enough that his little quirky mannerisms and I'm feeling dangerous and all that stuff, and, you know, woo, that doesn't really matter as long as he can coach. I think the bottom line here, Bill gets away with – guys have asked Bill tough questions, and how many times has Bill, you know, you can get as belligerent as you want, but I'm not, you know, that's the answer. Or, you know, guys have tried to paint him into a corner. He doesn't allow himself to get painted into a corner.
He says, I don't know.
Right.
He says, I don't know
to
a lot of things that he knows.
Sure.
Everyone knows
he's
he knows the answer, but he leaves with, I don't know.
Now, that's on ESPN if they're 2-12, but when you're 10-5, that way works.
I'll give you a happy medium. Here's a guy who's had some success, but never the ultimate success, Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher comes across as a good guy, answer your questions, but he's got that respect up at that podium where you're not going to get smart alecky with him, you know? And he's run into some hot water with the Vince Young thing, and, you know, he was being brutally honest about the whole situation, and, you know, maybe some people would say, well, you shouldn't have said. But I think overall he commands respect, and he does it in a –
That's a good example.
You know? And
Jeff Fisher's a good example for that, I think.
You know, now Mike Holmgren's another guy who even when he's 2-12, people aren't going to screw around with him, but he's had the success.
Right. I was going to say.
Right.
I mean, he's gone to the playoffs like 12 or 15
seasons. He's
had
the success. You know, so he's got a little bit – he's got that ring, you know.
Right.
But Fisher does it, but he still has earned the respect because of he's a good coach, one – but he handles himself well there, and people aren't going to take shots at him. They don't feel at liberty to do that.
you know, and the only guys that really feel the liberty to take shots are, you know, when the big tough news guys come to town and they put all our sports reporters in our place,
right,
like last year, you know.
Right, right.
Byron Barnett, you know, with the booming voice from the back of the
room.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Right. Or when the playoffs come. When the playoffs come and all of a sudden the national guys are in the room. And, you know, of course, we know how to cover a story.
You know what I really like when the national guys, it's a different kind of dynamic because the news guys think that, you know, we're in the toy store, which we are.
Yeah. The news guys are in the room, the story is elevated beyond sports.
Because now, you know, I know how to interrogate, so I'll get to the bottom of it.
There's no such thing as a true news TV guy. All the TV people are frauds.
But you know my point.
They don't do anything.
My point is they have that
attitude.
When
was the last time they broke a big – they follow up on what the Boston Globe or the New York Times did the night before.
Unless their specific job is an investigative reporter,
right,
all they are reading a script.
Right, those people that go after,
right.
But my point is not necessarily – they think they know how to get the answers.
Right.
You know, I'm going to put the guy on the spot. And then you come to find out Bill's going to say right now our focus is on San Diego, just like everybody else got told last year at Spygate on the first game. I like the different dynamic with the national guys is they kind of snicker at us, like, you know, we'll start off. And most of the national guys don't intrude. They usually let the local guys lead off a press conference and get the stuff that – because they know that guys are beat writers. They need stuff on a daily basis. But then when they kind of – sometimes you can feel it, Andy. I don't know if you feel this too, but, like, they snicker at you. Like, you're asking about Jonathan Wilhite.
Right.
You know, like – who cares about that? And then they delve into, like, you know, the big, you know, topic that, you know, the hot topic around the league. You know, have you put yourself in a bad situation with not having an experienced backup quarterback? And then they, you know, then they wonder why they hit their head into that brick wall.
Right.
When Bill starts to answer, I'm like, what do you think? We never asked these questions?
Right.
You know, they look at us like, well, how could you ask that?
Right.
Well, I'm asking something I think I might get an answer to.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and that's kind of the different dynamic there with the national guys. It's always funny to watch.
Anyway, it's always an interesting topic because it's such a big part of, you know, the pro sports is that post game press conference or the weekly press conferences and what gets put in the paper and all that. So
I thought, though, I saw the not only what the guy did, but then the Fox guys talking about it afterwards. They played it right on the post game show, and Terry Bradshaw called him an idiot. But I thought. Jimmy Johnson put it well, like, in all professions, there's guys that handle themselves professionally and guys that don't. And that guy to me wasn't very professional in the way he handled that situation.
Yeah. So,
and you can get a call, you can even get a, what is it? Snarky column without crossing the line into totally unprofessional.
I'll tell you who does that all the time here without crossing into unprofessional is Jim Donaldson.
Yeah.
He writes that kind of a snarky column a lot.
Well, so
I don't particularly like it, but I never see him get overly. I never see him get disrespectful.
Well, that's the thing. Shaughnessy does the same thing with Thanks Dad, with Gaston, and even Jonathan Kraft.
He's Dan is the same thing.
But he doesn't do it in a press conference,
right.
And kind of take over things, you know.
Right. They never do.
You know.
And I don't particularly always agree with Donaldson's questions, first of all, or his columns, but. I never see the disrespect.
You know who we miss? Alan Greenberg.
Well, Alan Greenberg was an excellent questioner, interrogator.
He could ask the tough questions, but do it in a fun way, a smile.
Do you remember when he asked if he could get Bill's phone number? Because I think Mike Reese had something that no one else had.
And he
late
was upset.
In the day.
He was upset about it.
You know, why don't I have access
Seems like
to
you're
that?
Calling other people. Can I have your number?
Yeah, can I get your number?
You know,
but even then, it was so disarming. It wasn't right.
But he got
confrontational.
His point across.
Right.
You know, he got his point across, and he was justified in the way he felt. And I'll bet
he was one of the best.
He was a professional.
Yeah, I mean, he can't. You know, he's.
I learned a lot from him. I think Andy and I both learned a lot from him from talking to him just every day in the press room.
I forgot John in L.A.'s on the phone. John, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's all right, guys. Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody.
You too,
John.
You guys really make a tangible difference in my life, which maybe is pathetic, but I really appreciate it.
I'm going to cry.
I don't know. I enjoy this show. I don't know what that says about us because I look forward to this show like every single day that we do it.
Yeah.
And when we don't do it, I'm kind of usually bummed out about
it. It's the
so
best
maybe,
thing we do.
Maybe we're just
in our job.
Clearly.
So well, just like John.
It's a good way to spend our lunch 2 hours.
Yeah. And it's a good way to sometimes get free lunch, which I will try to do for you.
Don't worry about it. But we'll pencil you in for January.
Exactly. Is there any way that once the season is over, is there not Patriots Monday and WEEI screwing everything up, that you guys can go back to doing more shows?
We're going to do our Tuesday, Thursday, when the season's over.
Yeah.
I don't think you want us.
Do you really want to listen to us when there's no games to talk about?
Honestly, I think there are a lot of people listening right now who would say, yes, I would. This is, again, pathetic, but I think I would listen to you guys talk about movies, baseball, whatever.
Right.
That's up to Fred. I love the show. I got to be honest with you. I love it.
What do you think about the idea of, you know, using Patriots.com as the platform, but launching more of an all sports talk internet radio station? You know,
yeah,
that would be not—I don't know if it'd be 24 hours a day, but it would be more general sports. You'd have the PFW and Progress shows still, but you'd have other shows as well. What would you think about that?
I think that would be okay, but I'm surprised that you're bringing it up, because that sounds like effort that I've sensed the guys say that you.
That was a bit of a shot.
Really aren't in favor of that all the time. I think it's great.
Okay. Well, you know.
You don't have to be mean.
No, I think that...
I just don't think Fred's in favor of paying us what it would cost us to do that.
Even
that. Oh, you think we're going to get paid more to do that?
No, but I'm just wondering,
otherwise it ain't getting done.
Do we lose, you know, do we just become then another sports station, except we're on the internet if we do that?
No.
Do we lose our uniqueness?
Our folksy kind of appeal?
You have control over whether you do become that or not, and I don't think you would...
Yeah, I think, I mean, as long as we're still doing PFW in Progress, as long as everything else is in addition to, then what's the harm?
Okay. Well, John is right. You know, technically we can do it today. It's just a matter of manpower, programming and manpower. And
I'm a man and I have power.
You know, so there is a certain amount of commitment that you have to do in order to do something like that, you know? So you got to have quality program. You can't just.
Are you just thinking on the run here, or are we? Is this anything?
I mean, I've always thought about IP radio is huge.
If you pee on it, it won't work anymore.
Actually,
everybody pees.
There's ways now that you can download apps to your mobile phone, whether it's an iPhone or whatever, and get EEI live on your phone.
Yeah, I know. You were telling everybody else to do it instead of listening to us.
Yeah, no, but and other stations.
Anthony, go listen to EEI. Yeah. They're way better.
So, and these companies that are doing IP radio are saying, we are the new satellite. We're going to take over satellite. We're going to put satellite away because this is better.
And free.
And,
is there a Felger blocker application?
I think you'd need about 10 of those. I'd have
like
10 guys.
I like Felger. I don't know what it is. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah,
well, you love to hate him.
No, I don't hate him.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
Whoa! Can we bring?
I think he does a good job.
Can we bring back the knockdown, drag out, personal arguments that those two got in?
There
were times they crossed.
Today he's
you went non-professional.
He's ranting on Christmas today. I mean, who hates Christmas?
Who hates Christmas? I heard some of that, but it was last night. Yesterday he was ranting about.
Surprise! Meaning he's been doing this for more than one day.
Yeah, how people are in. You know, war mode out there, and I think...
No, because you know why? Because people are in my way, he says.
Right.
That's why I don't like Christmas. Well, people are in my way. Who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know how
that's
you...
That's all right.
That's just idiotic.
I don't mind. That's radio shtick.
I think that's all he does, is picks the opposite side of everything.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
If I thought there was any element of genuine nature to it, I would think that he's very good at what he does, but I think he does exactly what you just said. He waits for what everybody else says, and I'm going to be Mr. Opposite, and then I'm going to puff my chest out and say, "Look at me, everybody! I'm opposite.
Right.
I'm opposite what everybody says because I'm more cerebral than you."
He's certainly not more cerebral than anyone.
That's what he does. That's what you know. I got to tell you, I got to really straighten out my image, because I noticed clicking around on PFW in Progress in the forums.
Yeah.
Someone was wondering if maybe. My little rant is like I'm trying to take over from Felger. So I have to really straighten out my image, Fred. We got to work on that in the new year.
All right.
Resolution.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
John.
Yeah. Can I just point out one thing?
Sure.
The last time we needed the Jets to help us in the playoffs, they helped us in the playoffs in 2001 by beating Oakland, didn't they?
That's correct.
That's correct. Big 51-yard field goal by John Hall.
John Hall. When the game was over like four times on the flight home, remember?
Right. That's
Wasn't
true.
Chad Pennington on that team, though?
So,
that's
true.
Let's hope
we'll,
another good point.
Now
Andy.
Chad Pennington's on the team you don't want
to
win.
He's the one who's trying to be Felger.
No, I'm just pointing out the facts of the game.
And all right, guys. We'll have a great Christmas.
Okay.
I would take his salary.
You
that's
too,
about
John.
It.
All right, John in L.A.
Oh, I have a thing I want to...
Very cute daughter,
Chris Collins. Yeah, very cute. A little high energy for my liking,
oh,
though.
God.
The fact that I was at a TV station at 11 o'clock at night, and I was running out of gas, and she was running up and down a little rampway. But Chris Collins brought up how, you know, last year the overwhelming story of the league and the Jets and everything was Spygate, and it all started there. It's kind of funny. I think not to the degree that Spygate was, but this year's overwhelming story was Wildcat and, like, how that spread throughout the league, or one of the stories. And those two teams both unveiled those stories against the Patriots, and now they're meeting. I thought just one of those little, like, theatrical sub-trailer plot things.
I will say this about Spygate. I am surprised how distant a memory that is now.
Yeah.
Not that I thought it would be anywhere near like it was last year, but
no,
it's gone.
Don't even talk about
it. It's dead and buried, yeah. Which is a great thing.
I actually think that's where, and I don't want to go off on a whole discussion here, but there was a benefit to the Herald thing being totally wrong.
Oh, that's absolutely
true.
Because
a lot of people have lumped in the entire episode
to
factually incorrect, whereas there were two very different stories there. And I think you kind of benefited in that. People now just go, oh, yeah, the Herald, they had no source. They were wrong. Well, that's a whole different ballgame.
You have that 10% that really knew everything about the story. But the vast majority are casual fans.
Right.
And those casual fans now think everything about that story was fiction.
Right.
It's over because the Herald, well, the Herald said, you know, they came out and they said they made it up.
Right.
So I think there was a benefit to that, the way that played out.
I think that benefited, and I think the one thing that threw gas on the fire was when Goodell destroyed those tapes.
Right.
That got Spector involved, and it really raised the
whole thing. That come last, you probably would be in more trouble, but the Herald thing is kind of the last, it ended, and everybody, they think the whole thing was fiction. It was just made up.
Yep. Which it was. Jason in Chiba is on the phone. Jason, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
You calling all the way from Japan?
No, I'm back home like I was last year. I'm
Syracuse?
In New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Oh, great, great.
I wanted to call and back up what my favorite caller in the world, John in L.A., was saying. If you guys reduce the show in the off season, man, I'm going to scream.
So two days a week isn't enough?
Not really. I mean, you got to realize that I think what most people are listening to your show for is the broad diversity of topics and the broad diversity of content that comes up. You guys never run out of stuff to talk about because you guys have opinions about everything.
Well, I think if you heard us 5 days a week in the off season, you might hear us run out of topics to talk about.
Mm.
But maybe not. I mean, if everybody really does enjoy when we talk about movies and back shavers.
If we could be certain that our fans don't mind us not talking about Patriots for 2 hours every day, then, yeah, you're right, Jason. We wouldn't have anything to run out of. But, you know, would people lose patience with us? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess you guys are the experts on whether or not you're going to run out of topics to talk about.
Well, just so you know, we always have rants. It's just whether people are interested in what the topic of the rant is.
Right.
I mean, we argue 24 hours a day. We have knockdown, drag-out fights upstairs in the office in the off-season. I guarantee it. That lasts 2 hours. So we could fill a show.
Yeah. It's just not football-related all the time.
Right. It could be Fred's pants and the fact that he wears the same pair of pants every week, all week long. Which is true, by the way. Maybe we'll save that for an off-season
show.
Fred
and I had an argument about a couple of weeks ago about something we'd heard on the radio and whether or not Fred understood the joke. And it lasted for like a half hour. It was we can argue about anything.
Two women.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys are the experts on whether or not you have enough material to talk about. I think, well, I mean, and you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt who it's coming from. I'm always the guy emailing with something that has nothing to do with football.
Right.
I figure you guys are going to cover it, and I don't know, I'm interested in the other stuff or making fun of you or you know, whatever it is.
Well, certainly, Fred, if things go bad this weekend, as you seem to think they will with the Jets not being able to win.
Why would they help me?
We could certainly. Well, you know what? That's a fair way of looking at it.
It's all about Fred. It's all about me.
No, but I mean, I think in those terms all the time. You know, it won't happen just because it would be good if it happened for me.
Right.
You know, it's one of those, you know, oh, woe is me attitudes. But certainly we can have a full slate of shows throughout the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the playoffs to talk about. I don't know. I kind of agree with Andy. I don't know if you guys, careful what you wish for. If you're looking for us, like, in late March, kind of opining about, you know, the weather and whatever else happens to be going on.
Right.
Although, if Fred, I mean, if
do
we're
a good NCAA special.
I was going to say, if we're really opening it up and we're going Red Sox and Bruins and Celtics and sports and everything, then there's endless topics. If we just become man radio or sportsman radio, then, yeah, then there's plenty to talk about. Legitimate stuff, not just grooming. And
yeah, I just wonder if then we're just best damn sports show on, right, you know, and it's no different.
Only we're good.
We're good.
Only like 150 times better.
Right. Because they have athletes on that suck, that can't speak, that don't bring anything to the table.
How can we get, like, our loyal legions to spread the gospel? Because we have the people out there that like it.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough. How can we get that?
We need, like, a tell-a-friend drive. PFW's tell-a-friend drive, 2008. Tell a friend about the show.
Tell the crafts first, and then, you know.
And tell them that you heard it here.
Yeah.
And tell them,
tell them just before our February reviews.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that you guys kind of suffer from is that you got to first be a football fan, and then you got to know enough about the Patriots in order to find your show. And then once you start, when I first started listening, there's a lot of things that you guys were talking about that I didn't understand. There were internal references to the show and just, you know, details along the way that I didn't sort of have immediately at my fingertips. And for, you know, there was whatever, four and a half of you at the time, if you count Eric. And, there was a time where I couldn't tell who was who and what personality was what.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think there's that barrier to getting in to listen to you guys. Still, to the other point you were talking about other sports, I think you guys are interested in these other sports, and you generally...
I'm not.
Ouch.
Yeah, but you don't really know anything about the Patriots either.
That's
but
true.
You are interested because you come in after a Red Sox game angry about something.
No, Red Sox I'm interested in. Celtics.
Big Baby. You watch Big Baby. You watched his whole rookie year.
Yeah, you bummed out. Big Baby got in that car accident.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have interest.
But I really don't care much about the Celtics and the Bruins, honestly. I don't. I really don't.
But what I wonder about is your mandate. I wonder how far you can take the resources of your paper that's designed to promote the football team and use that to talk about
The paper
the baseball,
would,
basketball, and hockey.
Yeah, I would never alter the paper. The paper has to stay Patriots Football Weekly. But like I said, additional shows, maybe, on, you know, it's a, it would be a separate...
paycheck.
Not separate. Well, it would be a separate company or direction. You know, it would be sort of a side thing.
And where would it be? That would be my, like, is it always on Patriots.com? Are you talking about?
No, we would create, you know, probably another
New England Sports
URL,
Radio Network.
Yeah, something like that.
But we could also, we could do these things that like Jason and John were talking about and talk about whatever happens to be going on, the NCAA basketball tournament, the Red Sox spring training, and into the Celtics. And we don't necessarily have to say it's all of a sudden it's a change in direction with the show. It's all sports. And this is what we're going to do in the offseason. It can still be PFW in progress, and people tune in, and they're going to hear us talk about everything.
Yeah. Well, we'll
now,
see.
Clearly, during the season, it's going to be, you know, like it is now, 90% Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think that that's unreasonable. I wonder if your director of new media there might want to talk to the Celtics or the Bruins, and rather than, say, making a whole new URL or changing the format of the show or the station, you could just sort of start to incorporate these other New England teams into sort of a larger
plan. You know, who knows? I don't know. I you know, it really is. It's a commitment. You have to, you go big or you go home. You know, you can't do it halfway. So
I don't know. You seem to be doing a pretty good job of doing it halfway there, Fred.
We've half-assed.
All right, that's Fred. Jason and Chiba.
Fred,
thanks
a lot
for
of shots at you, Fred. I love it.
We've half-assed our way to pretty good success right now.
All right, thanks for calling, Jason. All right, Jason home for the holidays in New Hampshire. All right, we're going to take a break. We got emails to read, and we got picks to do later, and Dan Heffron's Christmas poem at 1:15.
Like the Patriots? Like winning stuff? Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks, and it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12/28/08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multigrain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep, took care of the kids list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's gonna be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas tree shops, and I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be a Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
This offense has completely turned the corner to me. Against an average defense, they're going to put points on the board. And I think you have a better chance of doing that in Miami than you do in the Meadowlands.
I just want to have another chance January. To beat the Jets. Oh, God.
But they have another chance to beat you.
So what? Don't
see,
be
it's a
I'm not afraid of that. Unbelievable.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Don't be one. Just don't go through life being one of those.
A professional?
No.
We certainly haven't.
No, we're by no means.
Web radio at patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. And Mike and Sharon is calling on in without any pants. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, I heard Paul's response to that. That's interesting considering the fact that they brought the sweatshirt back, which used to be players and coaches only as well.
Yeah, I mean that's the answer I got from Ken Flanders. So
I think that's a big mistake.
They don't produce the sweatpants. Those are special orders for the coaches.
That's crap.
I don't know.
I don't know why they can't make a small, medium, large, an extra large pair of sweatpants.
I agree.
Yeah.
doesn't matter to me because I have the pants, actually. But anyways, I want to talk about Trent Edwards and what you guys have seen of him in cold weather, because I guess he's going to be the starter up there.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he played reasonably well last week in cold weather in Denver. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have a library of games from Trent Edwards that I can fall back on. He went to Stanford, so didn't play too many cold weather games in college. I thought Bill said a couple of interesting things today, and not just because this is kind of the way I directed my preview, but, you know, Bill always talks up the opponent, but he said, you know, really, they lost a very tight game to Cleveland, tight game to San Francisco, tight game to the Jets a couple of weeks ago, that really you're talking about the difference of four or five plays being the difference of four or five wins. He goes, now they've won some tight games too, but really, their record could be a lot different because when I see them, I see a good football team. Mm. And I don't necessarily think that he is, laying it on it's the Raiders.
I don't think he is.
I think that, and it's not like fluke play. I mean, they had a 55-yard field goal made against them in an November night game, and then they missed a 45-yarder or whatever that would have won it against Cleveland. You know, even just take that one game, and, you know, they were probably still in contention. You know, and forget the Jets debacle 2 weeks ago.
And
I mean,
remember,
they absolutely should have won that game.
Everybody was looking up to Buffalo in the beginning of the year. What were they, 4-0, 5-0?
They were 4-0, and they lost a bunch of really tight games.
Right. So,
and Edwards got that concussion, and he was not the same guy for a while there.
They are a good team.
Shell-shocked.
They are a good team.
They're a division opponent, too. And whenever you face a division opponent, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
Because I think you're right, Mike.
They know you so well, and, you know, it's just tough. By the way, Fred, how come you don't sit down with John Rook? Therefore, you could cheer and stuff.
Sit with him in the PA booth?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because I'm writing during the game. It takes all my energy to just write those 7,000 words and have it done by the end of the game.
Those are like the Dead Sea Scrolls by the time you're done, huh?
So he does his editor's note during the game.
No.
He writes a game update on the web.
I do. As soon as the game's over, within minutes, I try to post a sort of, how they scored type of story.
Yeah. Running game.
On Patriots.com. And I do it so that we have something up there immediately, and also when we're on the road, we have to get on the bus, so I don't have time, so I have to get that up there right away. So that's all I'm doing during the game is writing that thing and then talking to Paul.
Yeah, so the pilot didn't get over on the PA every time they score after the game next week.
That would be a good job for me, though. I could be a good PA announcer.
Are you ignoring what Mike just asked?
What did he say?
He wants to know if the pilot's going to update us after every score on the way back.
I don't. They're gonna have to work out something.
Occasionally, they do.
They've given scores.
We do have
updates.
TVs, so even though I don't think we'll have Fox or CBS, which is where the games will be on,
we'll have ESPN.
But we'll have ESPN, and we'll have the
sometimes.
Usually we'll have the scroll, and we'll be able to tell. Yeah, I think
Fred
ESPN News
PA
is the one
announcer
to watch.
But I think that we can get it because I think they have an agreement with NBC to be the network. You know, and probably NBC pays them a little bit, but It's Dish TV or whatever it is, Direct TV. So they can get any station I think they want. I think they just have agreements with those.
Yeah, but there might be something in that agreement.
I'll say what's really weird is that
this is a charter. This isn't a public flight. We can do anything we want.
I think it's awfully weird, too, that
I don't wear a seatbelt.
You have FX.
Remember that Minnesota boat cruise? Can we do that?
Oh, hey.
Well, we could.
Hey. But the fact that they have FX is one of the channels, but they don't have the Fox network, is kind of odd to me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it doesn't matter this week, as Mike just said, the games, you know, both of them AFC games, Jets, Miami, Ravens, Jags, so they're on CBS.
Right. And they have the History Channel, but they don't have the Future Channel.
Or the Present Channel.
Oh, by the way, I found out I do have the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, I told you.
I found out last night. I went over with my brothers to watch the Northeastern Indiana game the other night.
Loser.
Because he has Fios. He has Verizon Fios.
Oh, how was that? Good?
Yeah, it is. It's a nice picture.
Yeah. It's a nice picture.
But I didn't realize that I had the Big Ten Network, so I went over. We watched the game, and I had the channel.
You would have gone over anyway.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
All right, what else, Mike?
I haven't seen my niece and nephew in a while.
Fred, you as a PA announcer, we already had that during one of the season ticket holder practices.
Yeah, I had to do that once, too. I don't want to be part of that.
No, but I'm told to really be low-key in that. You know, you don't want to, like, come out there screaming and
yelling. Incite a riot.
Yeah, Rook does a good job.
Yeah, he does do it. He's very professional.
He's solid.
Yeah.
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 Okay, have a good holiday, you guys.
You too, Mike.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Mike and Sharon, another loyal listener. We should have asked him what he wanted in the off season. A little informal
poll. I'm sure
we'll
talk to him again. We could probably wait till after the season for this.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if you know, but it's like the biggest weekend of the year. They might make the playoffs. They might not. There's a lot going on here, and we're just saying, what about us?
Okay.
Do you have any football-related emails in there?
I do.
Remind me to tell you, I took a quick look at the draft database, you know, that we all kept from our for our comments on the draft picks. Remind me to tell you a particularly funny one by somebody about Matt Ryan lacking the intangibles to play the position.
Okay.
Now, if anything, the guy's got intangibles falling out of his pockets.
Now, have you guys seen the commercial on TV for the Snuggies?
Intangible.
I'm sorry.
Those stupid blankets?
Yeah.
You look like a monk.
I want to get Paul and Rich those so they can go to the Northeastern games in them.
I don't know.
It's
what
like a blanket
about.
With like armhole sleeve thing.
Oh, I think
you look like a friar.
Will recited like the whole commercial the other day. I think we have to really start monitoring his television watching.
Yeah, cut back on the infomercials. Sham! Wow, I almost bought those.
James from Roanoke Rapids. Let's get to some emails. He says, that was for John Rook. I can't read that. All right. how about Reed? We'll read Reed from the Cape. Merry Christmas, PFW. Two gender sister is a dime pese. I don't know what that means. It's spelled D-I-M-E.
Dime.
P-I-E-S-E. Two words.
P-I-E?
Sounds Italian. Dime pese. I don't know.
Nice ass.
Anyway, you guys should get her. I probably just said something really vulgar.
Right.
Anyway.
I can only hope.
You guys should get her to do the swimsuit calendar. Also, what happened to Cali Girl? She would call the show at least two times a week.
Gone.
But she hasn't called all season. I have one quick question. What's up with all the different helmets in the NFL? Do players choose which helmet to wear because of personal preference, or does each helmet have some sort of significance? And one last thought, Fred, why do you try to talk about baseball? If PFW fans wanted to listen to people talk unintelligently about baseball, they would listen to Paul on EEI.
Oh, that hurt.
So this is what I'm talking about.
That was well done right there, but that hurt. I have no problem if they want to say unintelligently about football.
All right, now, first of all, I don't know what's going on
leader.
With Cali Girl. I don't know.
Gone.
I have an idea.
Now, the different helmets, I think he's talking about styles of helmets. You got that new kind with the extra padding and then one with the vent holes that go down the middle.
Yeah, one of them was supposed to be for extra concussion prevention.
Yep, they have the greater wraparound
jaw protection. There's a new helmet manufacturer out there. I forget the name of it, but it's the rage now. It's not Rydell.
Not Shoot.
No, not Shoot. There's a new one out there that, like,
it's been around for a while.
All the kids are talking about because a lot of the pros are using it now, and I forget the name of it.
There's like three or four models.
Yeah. But unlike, you know, I think they've opened it up at one point there had to be just one helmet manufacturer, but I think now they're allowing the different manufacturers to come in, so it is a personal preference by the team.
And some like older guys, we see it with shoulder pads, they won't leave whatever pad they like. A lot of guys have them from old teams, colleges, they bring them in. And I think it's the same way with helmets. I think you're going to see this start to trickle down to the college and pros, and as they, whatever Shoot or whatever helmet they like, you'll see them maintain it into the league, and you'll see a variety of helmets. But you do see them now. There's
a lot of different.
Some of them look a little funky to me, and I don't really. Maybe it's just because I'm a traditionalist.
Right.
They had the ones with the diamond holes all across.
Yeah.
Look a little.
For a while, they had that one with the extra layer that was supposed to help with concussions. Miami first started using it. It didn't really catch on. But one before I get to Christy in D.C., who's hanging on the phone right now, do you guys notice the same thing I noticed with the Titans? For all their wide receivers, either they have the smallest wide receivers or their helmets are the biggest helmets in the league. They all have these, like, their helmets look like extra large helmets on these little tiny bodies.
I have not noticed.
You haven't noticed?
But I might be blind to those things.
I'll tell you this. It's going
to
be something I'm going to look for.
Tennessee Titans.
Just because you mentioned it.
Look at their wide receivers and cornerbacks, and their helmets look too big for their bodies.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
That's the kind of expert analysis you can
only get here. And I tried to see, and I made a mental note. Okay, I'm going to look at some of the big guys like Haynesworth to see if it looks the same way. No, they look normal. There's something about the helmets in Tennessee.
Now, were the helmets different?
No. Well, they
like, are they
rounder.
The normal?
They looked rounder.
Maybe they have special helmets.
Yeah. The cornerbacks and the wide receivers, it makes their bodies look small. That's how big the helmets are.
Maybe they are doing some experiment. But the thing you just mentioned about not, you know, there was a time where there was a contract or whatever, one helmet.
Yeah.
You obviously can't have that now.
No.
Because if you're in any way limiting a guy's ability to protect his head.
Right.
Because you have some contractual agreement with one company. I mean, you might as well just start printing out the lawsuits left and right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You,
remember guys the old water helmets? Themselves. They weighed like 10 pounds.
I actually did wear one of those at one point. It was really, really comfortable. It was really good.
Yeah.
But I bet they were probably heavier than.
All right.
I also had one of those bike helmets with the air bladders. Did you ever have one of those?
Yep,
I like those, too.
Yep. Christy's on the line. Christy, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Christy.
You guys sound different on the phone than you do on the air. I swear. I'm having a harder time telling who's who when I'm listening. I just wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas. I've never actually called before, and no one's actually in my office today, so I can actually sneak away and call in for a little bit.
Cool.
Nice. What's going on with Marshawn Lynch for this weekend? Is he playing or?
Andy?
Well, he's banged up. I don't know whether he's playing or not. I didn't actually see the injury. Oh, there hasn't been one yet.
No.
Today's Wednesday, so it'll be the first injury report today. He is banged up and was limited last week, but I haven't seen what direction that's going.
Yeah.
We'll find out later today.
Even though the Patriots practiced yesterday, it wasn't a normal practice day.
Right.
They did it so that they could have Thursday off. So by league rules, the first injury report doesn't have to come out until 4 o'clock today.
Right. So we'll get a practice participation to see what he did in Buffalo.
Okay, cool.
That
might be relevant for this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of the game.
He's the heart of their offense.
I think they'd like to really mix in both of those guys with Lynch and Fred Jackson, and if they only have one, obviously Lynch is better anyway, but if they only have one, I think that greatly reduces what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talking about, you know, worrying about the Jets. I'm like, I'm not going to start to root for the Jets till 4 o'clock, and it's going to make me sick to do it. But, you know, I'm like, let's get through our game first, because I don't think it's necessarily as much of a gimme as everybody's saying it is, you know?
I think it'll be a tough defensive-minded game. Now, I know I thought it was going to be a big offensive explosion last week, and that didn't materialize on Arizona's side. But I don't think the Bills will be intimidated by the Patriots or the weather the way Arizona was.
Right.
I mean, I think Kurt Warner just got scared and decided not to play. I don't think the Bills are going to have that problem. So.
Right. Yep. Plus, they're used to the. I mean, even if it is a weather game, they play every game a weather game.
Basically,
after from October on.
Yeah. So even if it's weather, they're ready for it.
Yep.
Exactly. I'll just put in my 2 cents, guys, by the way, like 3 days a week or more during the off-season. I'm totally for that. I don't care what you guys talk about. I can read all the Patriots news other places, too. I'm more listening in for a laughter in the middle of the day. So.
Sounds good.
Nice.
All right.
Well, thank you,
all right,
Christy.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You too.
Christy, you too. Merry Christmas to Christy in D.C.
Sounds like she got screwed.
What?
Why is she the only one at
right.
Work?
She's like, no one else is in the office today, so I could call.
Yeah.
So go home. That's what I would do. Whenever Fred leaves, I'm right behind him.
Nose to the grindstone over there, Fred. You remember that?
That's why this morning I go, Paul, is Fred in there? Why is this door closed?
I was wrapping presents.
Were you?
Yeah.
I love it when you do that.
Last minute.
Every year you wrap presents.
I wrapped a few last night before my wife got home from work.
Thanks for the candy, by the way.
I have a few other things that I need to get wrapped that I just picked up from my sister-in-law's house. Because everything I get online, I have shipped to my sister-in-law's house.
Oh, okay.
So I just got them today. So she might.
So
not,
you did a lot of online shopping this year, huh?
Well, I got a couple of things.
You like
got
that internet?
A bathrobe and a. It's
really
piece.
Catching
you
on. Starting
to
internet,
learn that internet thing.
That
huh?
internet shopping. I think it's here to stay.
I will say this.
Yes.
Fred Kirsch paved the way for online shopping for Paul, and I'll never go back because there's nobody on this planet that hates the mall worse than I do.
Oh yeah.
And Fred told me, Paul, it's very easy. Just go online, do this, do that. This was like 1999, 2000, he really showed me the way.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I will not go back to the mall unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah. Okay, Josh writes it.
Says Paul from Patriot Place.
You don't see me in the mall.
I won't be catching the show
now,
today.
Restaurants, that's a different thing.
I won't be catching the show today as they are letting us out of work at noon, but I did want to wish you all a happy holiday and say thanks for the entertainment you all provide when I can tune in. Enjoy the time with your families and little ones. I'll definitely have to listen to the podcast to hear the annual poem, Go Patriots and Jets.
Yeah.
So.
Bill wouldn't say that.
So that's.
Or should he? And especially
I thought
the Jets.
He, I thought he
of
handled
his
that
history.
So well, too.
His history. He's. If that were, I mean, some random team, if he had to root for, like, the Packers, he might say it. But I think the Jets is even an additional no way in hell is he saying I'm rooting for the Jets.
But he figured it out, like, immediately.
Oh,
exactly what she was, exactly what she was trying to get him to do, and he just wouldn't.
Right,
play.
You would see it at the beginning of every sports center.
Right.
You know, I'm a Jets fan.
And not only that, forever. It's forever. Once it's on tape, it's 10 years, 20 years from now, it's there.
You know, think about this. What if Baltimore were to lose and the Patriots and Jets win and all of a sudden you're playing the Jets? What do you think they would put on the thing the next week?
Right.
I'm a Jets fan.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Quick side note. In reading the Jim Harbaugh stuff, I'm working on the preview. John Harbaugh, not Jim.
Stan's brother?
Jack's son. Hey, Jackson. They asked him about the hand-picked opponent for the last game in Texas Stadium thing, and he said, yeah, I don't know whether it's true or not, but we certainly had a little fun with it and ran with it last week. So he admitted that, you know, it was a topic of the week.
Like Rodney always does after the fact.
Now, aside from that, another bulletin board thing that actually did happen, what do you think about Tennessee stomping on the terrible towel, which I think is, oh, my God, come on, please.
I kind of like it.
I love what they did. I think it's great. But,
I think that was stupid. But, again, when they play again, if they have to play, it has nothing to do with the game. Nothing.
I know, but they're going to make such a big deal.
Of course they will.
Right. That's what we do. I'm not even going to say they. I'm going to say we, because we'll do it too.
That's when you need Joey Porter back on the Steelers.
That's what I said.
Because he would be, you know, beside himself.
Right. But I like it. And I guess I didn't see what happened.
They act like it's the Shroud of Turin.
Jeff Fisher gave his stamp of approval on it.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Was asked about it afterwards. And all I saw was the headline, but Fisher okay with towel stomping.
What was he going to say?
Well, you know. He could say, yeah, probably wasn't the best idea, and I wish they hadn't, but he gave his stamp of approval, so I like it. I like rivalries. I like emotion. I like fun.
I like rivalry. I like that Pittsburgh-Baltimore, I think, is perfect. And they obviously have a huge rivalry, but at the same time, they have a lot of respect. They don't, you know, it's not like they're afraid to say bad stuff about each other, because they do. It's a good, healthy rivalry.
Right.
It's just like the Red Sox Yankees
yeah.
when it's going well. You know, they respect each other, but they hate each other too. You know,
right?
I like that. And rivalries are good for the game, like that.
The rivalry.
Steven from Oregon's on the phone. Steven, how you doing?
Hello, guys. Merry Christmas to all.
Have you finished wrapping your 50 million presents for your seven kids?
Yes, we got them all wrapped. Actually, you know, we've been in the same boat you guys are. Probably we don't know how to handle it out here, though. I got 16 inches of snow at my house, and we get about a half an inch a year, so
16 inches.
Getting killed.
Wow. How are the roads and everything? Are they having trouble?
It's absolutely horrible, and I have to put up with people that don't have four-wheel drives or don't have any chains, and they're just making a mess of the place. So.
Oh, man.
It's horrible, but I did. I stayed in line all night at the mall so I could be first to sit on Santa's lap and tell him what they wanted for Christmas, and that was it's a Jets victory, of course, and a Patriot win, so, you know. I got that going for me.
Cool. Which is nice.
Well done.
So, anyway, I just wanted to call wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I'll let you get back to your show. Did that Dan Heffernan guy send in a poem this year?
Yeah, 1:15 Eastern time. We're going to read it.
Oh, sweet. Maybe I can catch you live here in a few minutes then.
Okay.
Sounds good,
Steve. All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Stephen
Bye-bye.
Morgan calling in. And as Stephen calls, Eric traipses into the room. Eric, how you doing?
Prance. What?
You ever hear of the Shroud of
Turin? Sashayed.
Have I ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Why?
No, I mentioned it. These guys didn't even respond.
31 seconds. Of course.
What did you just say?
The Shroud of Turin.
Just because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I said that the Steelers act like that terrible towel is the Shroud of Turin.
I must not have been listening.
See, Eric gets I get the cocktail laugh.
he took his pipe out long enough to laugh.
Careful, Eric will be sticking his blank in your tail.
didn't I just give you the hand signal there?
Yeah.
I'll give you another one if you don't want.
I honestly never heard you say that.
Really?
Oh, it's because you generally don't listen when people talk on the show.
True. Especially you.
Yeah.
I figured I'd at least get, what the hell is that? But no, I guess no one heard me.
But it was better the way it worked out.
Or they were embarrassed to admit their fatuity, Fred.
That's true. Oh, ooh, wow.
Never embarrassed. That has nothing to do with your waistline,
I don't know about that, but I wasn't really sure what he was talking about.
I'm never embarrassed by anything. If I've never heard of it, I usually say I've never heard of it. That I just didn't hear.
Eric's here.
Listen up to this, Andy. I have good news for you.
James Sanders on the field.
Yes.
James wow, Pat. Great.
James Sanders
great.
Was in the locker room.
Patriots will beat the Bills now.
Which, it was in doubt before?
Till Jimmy got there.
Okay. Yeah, he was back on the field, in full garb, that being shells, of course. and helmets.
Uppers.
Uppers. Light drizzle out
no,
there,
wait,
Fred.
Full garb would be shoulder pads.
All right, Fred.
It's
all
right, true, right?
All
right.
Yes, but
I meant full garb for what they were wearing today, well, which was shells.
Well, now I don't want to talk
so what was partial
garb
for what they were wearing,
is always full garb.
No,
by definition.
No, teams generally wear what's called a uniform.
Who's
they all wear the same type of
as
thing.
You should know.
I like that.
What would partial garb be for today?
If you partial didn't have the shells and just the helmet, that would be partial garb for what they were wearing today.
But for what they're wearing, it's full garb.
That's right, Fred.
Right.
Glad you see you're coming around to my way of thinking.
Boy.
Anyway.
But it's also redundant. Eric's getting steamed. You know, remember those old
deep
pictures?
Breath.
Remember those old pictures in the 70s of Otis Sisdrunk
no.
on the sideline?
Oh, yeah.
With the steam coming
you
out of his head?
You never heard of Otis Sisdrunk?
No. Oh, I have seen pictures of
the Shroud of Turin, and you want to know Otis Sisdrunk?
Yeah.
Easy for you to say.
It's cold out there, huh?
It is, actually. It's a little chilly. It's raw. It's raw.
It was
the word is
warm
raw.
When raining.
It got
this morning. It got cold.
It got a little cold. Well, because the rain's falling now.
Well, they had
a close
part of 495 down toward the Cape because people were spinning off.
Yeah, overnight it was. I'm sure it was a lot of freezing.
Wareham, right? You
yeah,
hear that? Yeah.
That area.
But it was pretty warm when I walked in today.
For
late
relatively
December.
Relatively speaking,
yeah.
They're in the bowl.
Pretty warm for
on the field turf
well,
again.
Like 45 degrees.
They're practicing in the bowl.
Practicing in the bowl on the field turf. Christmas carols a blaring.
Really?
During the early part.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I mean, you know, Bill. He's just a regular holly jolly
he's
guy
a,
year
he's
round.
He's a jolly old elf.
So
that's Seymour still out with the back.
Okay, he's not out there.
He's got the back.
Yeah. Billy Yates, another fan favorite of PFW, not out there. Unclear why. Ray Ventrone, still out. A note on Ray Ventrone in the locker room today. You know, the sign that a player is not around or has left for the day, the folding chair is folded up and placed inside the locker.
He never came.
The folding chair was still where it was, remained there. Kind of like Tiny Tim's little...
Now, did we see him get hurt? I saw him make a great play, but...
I didn't see him get hurt.
He did make a great play on a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw him get hurt. No.
Huh. Maybe he's got a personal issue he's taking care of.
Maybe he's pulling a Rudy before the last game of the season. He's just deciding, you know, I quit. I'm not playing anymore. If they don't start me at wide receiver, I'm not playing.
Not playing then.
And Bruschi was the fourth missing player today. So that was pretty much it.
Okay, cool.
I have a question.
How about the fact that the Yankees have the four highest paid players in baseball?
How about that?
Go ahead.
They save those Yankee shows for the offseason, I think.
Yeah.
Schedule that for Monday in March.
It was intentional.
Who's the best safety on the Patriots team?
Not Rod Sanders.
Is it James Sanders?
I would think so.
Right now?
Well,
I think it's Merriweather.
I think it's Merriweather right now.
Well, those are the two that I just was arguing with, you know,
Chris
Gasper about it.
We were just talking about it.
He is the best safety on the team, and I said, "Oh, not so fast."
There's only two to pick.
I just had to
right.
And I'm not positive that it's Merriweather. I would agree with Eric. You know,
what does Merriweather
could
do
be
very
Sanders
well?
Too.
Speed.
I think he has. I think he has more athleticism than Sanders.
I think he can cover.
I would agree. But
tackling. And he's also been used.
Just don't know that that's paid off all that often.
But he's been used. You really don't want to read my Pulse story then. I'll just save you the trouble.
No. I know when I open a PFW Pulse story that you know what you're going to get.
He's been used in a lot of ways, though, recently. I think the last three, you know, that Seattle blitz, you can make an argument. I wrote this in the story.
That's
the biggest
blitz.
The single biggest defensive play they've made all year.
Yep.
It may have saved the season.
I think as far as Merriweather goes, he's progressed a lot from where he started when he was drafted, but he's not yet, I think, a first round player.
He's still
got a little ways to go.
His tackling technique needs to improve.
Yeah. Needs
he
to
needs
exist.
To wrap up.
Especially for
it
a
needs
guy,
to exist
needs
first
to
before
up.
It can improve.
A guy with such a reputation of being a physical player, he does not tackle very well.
No.
Yeah.
He likes
but
to throw
I think
the shoulder
that's the problem.
Out there and hit people.
Maybe he was a physical player
in
college. I don't remember
guys slower.
Right.
You can line
you
can him up,
but that's my
easier.
Point. You
yeah.
can get away with it, and
yeah.
the guy goes down. Now you're bouncing off,
that's
and you
right.
have to learn how to actually tackle and not just try to hit.
That's right.
I just had to defend you out there. Because
who?
our friend Chalice. Chris Gasper was saying. He said to me, turn to me, and he said, I think Andy Hart said something today that he really didn't mean. He said James Sanders is the best safety on this team. I said, oh, trust me, he means it.
I truly
so you
believe
defended
it.
Andy's honor.
I defended Andy's honor.
Did you challenge him to a duel?
No.
You know
what
kind of duel that would be with those two? Sword fight!
Now you're bringing other people
right.
into your nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, by the way, Eric.
Yeah, then he has to say thank you.
Eric, by the way, has another lovely sweater on today.
and an Under Armour turtleneck.
Why do you have to use the word lovely and traipsing? And what is wrong with you?
I went with sashay.
Even on Christmas Eve, you have to do this to me, Fred.
No, you like sweaters.
Yes, I do like sweaters.
Yeah.
And
turtlenecks.
What's the matter with sweaters? I like sweaters.
Under Armour.
Andy's got
Under
a sweater Armour. On today.
He does. He has
What's
one
the
of those.
With sweaters? I like sweaters.
I don't like sweaters. I don't like things I have to pull over my head. I just don't.
You are a bizarre.
He really is. He's
unless
nuts.
It's a hoodie sweatshirt.
How come no one makes fun of him for his rules?
Oh, we do.
We do.
No, you don't. Not like you.
I
do.
Have. I don't have as many as you.
Right. That's the
but
point.
But you think just because I like or don't like something, you guys assign a rule to it.
But that's kind of a legitimate reason for I don't like
because
things
you don't like things.
But
that
you just
your
don't
head.
Like things. Period. You don't have a reason.
Anything.
You're retarded.
Salt is on the line. How's Pepper?
She's doing good. She's doing good. She's warmer than I am.
Oh.
I'm outside the CBS scene.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. How about
yeah.
that?
What are you doing out there?
Going to eat, and then I'm going to go to the hall.
Nice.
You sure it's
the
open?
Hall open? Yeah.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, they're open.
Brian didn't have to take the kids to see Santa today?
Oh, man, it's cold.
Would you leave the little lady at home?
Yeah, we couldn't afford to take both of us, and my dad bought me a ticket, and that's why I just came.
Okay.
She's better off. She couldn't handle this. I can barely handle it.
You're going to be home in
whoa,
time
whoa,
for
whoa.
Christmas?
It's not that cold out there. It was like
evidently,
6 degrees the other day.
Evidently, it dropped 20 degrees since we got here today.
It was Orlando yesterday. It was 78 degrees. Oh, so coming to 20 degrees.
It's a significant drop
78 in Orlando.
So okay. You're going to make it home in time for Christmas?
I am home for Christmas. I'm seeing my family.
I mean with the lady. You're gonna leave her.
No, the little lady. We exchanged presents 2 days ago.
Ah. What'd you get?
What did I got? Stuff that can't be mentioned over the air.
Did it need batteries?
No.
Okay.
You needed that for you or for her?
No, for me. Well, oh man, she dressed naughty. Let's just say that.
Oh, nice.
Lubricant.
Got a suite at a nice hotel. Dressed naughty.
Nice.
Hey now.
Bow chicka bow bow.
She brought a friend.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was great. Good times for all.
That's pretty much the best Christmas present I've ever heard of.
Unless it's a ping pong story, it's a good. That's good. That's big time.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm jealous.
Hey, can I get a tour today or no?
No.
All right then. You guys have a merry Christmas.
Okay, you too, Salt.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're leaving at 2.
Yeah, we're leaving when the show's over.
We get Castle at 3.
Yep.
All right, nobody covers the
team
anymore.
That's Castle for Buffalo. Read the schedule.
Matt Castle, 3 o'clock.
That's like Castle
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo Media.
Talked. We had Castle at 11:10.
Buffalo Media.
All right.
He thinks we're lying. Matt Castle already talked today for us.
Matt from Connecticut writes, and he says, just checking in, my winter break has been horrible. First of all, the finals that Andy wanted me to fail got canceled because of the ice storm, and it looks like I'll have to go back early.
Who canceled
and they're
finals?
Taking away a day from spring break. Then my mother broke her leg in 2 places after slipping, coming out of the grocery store. And to top it off, and probably the worst thing of all, I have to root for the Jets this weekend. So.
Who cancels finals?
Well, they had that.
Kind of
pain
when
the power, really,
when
mean,
the power goes out for like a month,
as bad
it's kind of hard to have finals.
If there's daylight and a pencil, you can have a final.
As bad as it's been here, I mean, across the country, they've had some wicked weather. Flooding and snow and ice.
I saw that water main break. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That huge pipe and there were like cars trapped.
Who cancels finals? What an idiot.
Who cancels finals?
If there's no school, there's no school.
Tufts University is closed once in 100-and-something years.
Well, good for them. Wayland Public Schools have never been closed. Good for them.
I don't live in Wayland.
It's idiotic.
I don't know where Wayland is.
When it's not safe to have people come to a place, you shouldn't have school. You
should live there. It's a school. Not a commuter school, is it? What schools do you go to?
I don't know.
Steven writes in, just wishing you all a happy Christmas. Take care and be well. Paul, don't get fat.
Too late.
Too late.
Thanks, Andy.
Can we get back to strippers? I mean,
Salt?
Salt?
Yeah, that's impressive. That's the best Christmas present I've heard of.
He was even breathing hard while he talked about it, too.
Well,
I would be too.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of his life. Well,
I'm breathing hard.
Probably the highlight.
I was thinking all of a sudden we should start charging for people to listen to the show. I mean,
it's going to put a damper on
it. It's like a 1-900
when
call.
I open my Christmas present tomorrow morning from my wife, it's really going to put a damper on it, no matter how good it is.
What would you do if your wife came home with someone?
I would run home and hide behind my pillow.
Really?
You know, I would have no interest in that.
Just so you know, the pillow's not going to hide you.
You know what I'm... You see, I don't know why. I took enough shots at myself. Why do you got to jump in?
That's what he does, Paul.
Yeah, I would run too. All right. We all talk have, a good game. I would have we're no, all Fred. Yeah. You might take.
Are you
part.
Kidding me?
All right, let's take a quick
oh,
break.
Oh, big balls! Wait a minute! You know,
guy can't get one girl. Now he's just going to say
you don't take a break when he throws something like that.
What did he say? What did he say?
He's like he's questioning us. Because you know, we're actually in love like, with our wives, and we wouldn't really have an interest in
who
that.
Said you, who said he wasn't in love with his wife? Or well, his girlfriend, think, whatever it is.
If you're in love with your wife, you don't really want to have sex with somebody else.
If she brings a friend home?
Yes. That would be the reason why I wouldn't want to do it. Now, when I was 25, absolutely, sign me up. I'd be there.
If the BU mascot brought the BC Eagle home? Yeah.
That close.
To another
really?
Mascot?
That close. Two different times in my life, that close. Never closed the deal, though.
With the mascot?
No, with the salt mascot. Christmas one of present.
Them was the mascot. One
yes,
she was well, good to go. This mascot.
I told well, you. There was a reason I stuck around for a while.
The Northeastern Husky had to take a restraining order out.
It wasn't
Paul.
The Husky. It was the Terrier.
No, wrong dog.
It was,
fool.
It was the BU mascot.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We come back. We're gonna read Dan's Christmas poem.
Like the Patriots, like winning stuff. Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks, and it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12/28/08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie, both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep. Took care of the kids list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's going to be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas Tree Shop. And I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be at Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hey,
All right, back here at BMW Progress. Wow. That's like Christmas by the Clash.
Ooh. That's a Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, that's what
it is. It's actually Gary Hoey.
Gary Hoey?
That's
Gary
Hoey? My friend who did the anthem last year, the guitar guy did the anthem.
That's him?
How do you spell Hoey?
H-O-E-Y.
So this is your friend?
A friend of a friend, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Is your friend the guy that did the anthem?
No. Friend of a friend.
Okay. So, but this is him right here?
This is him, yeah. He did the anthem at the Eagles game last year. This is who?
Gary
Hoey. Rhymes with Joey. Rhymes
all
with
right.
Slowey.
It's not bad, though. It's got the Trans-Siberian Orchestra thing
that's that
going
kind of
on.
Feel, yeah.
Have you heard that new song that everybody's raving about?
Yes.
The
Straight No Chaser?
I don't like it.
You don't like
no.
it?
No.
Oh, the a cappella group?
Yeah. Yeah.
The live version? I heard them sing...
12 Days of Christmas.
No. What rap song did I hear them sing? They sang Low. What's that?
Lowrider?
Yeah.
Lowrider?
Flowrider. And it was absolutely hysterical. They
all
sang
I've heard
like,
is
kind
the
of like in a classical kind of style, a cappella, and they sang... It's like a whole different song. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's, I guess they're pretty popular.
Oh, they've
they
taken off.
They're like number two on iTunes.
Yeah. They've taken off.
Did you hear them? They were on Maddie in the Morning yesterday.
That's right. And they were on they were on again today, I think.
I've heard them everywhere on like five different stations.
What's the oldie station in Boston?
103.3.
Yeah, I did not hear the 12 Days of Christmas.
I don't like it.
It's different because
it must be terrible if you don't like it. You like every Christmas song there is.
It's true.
All right. We got to do this poem by Dan Heffron. Then we got to do picks, so we got to hurry.
That's another one. He makes me laugh every single time.
This is the annual Dan Heffron 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem.
And it's in the wrong meter, you said?
Well, there's a little bit of problem, but I'll work
He'll
through
clean
it.
He'll clean it up.
You pre-read this?
No, I just got it. All right.
You know it's in the wrong.
Are you ready?
Oh, shoot.
We got to sync this up. And in three, two. All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas with the guys
music.
And Eric from PFW. So it's time for the. Oh, so this is just the beginning. All right.
that's not rhyming that
maybe
far.
Maybe you should have pre-read.
I wonder why it didn't.
'Twas the night before Christmas with the guys and Eric from PFW, so it's time for the 7th annual PFW in Progress season in review. Matt Castle and Wes Welker's studio visit was definitely the show of the year.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Making up for Fred's mistakes, allowing Craig from Carolina and Mercury Morris to appear.
Oh, yeah.
New to the show, PFWinProgress.com, Qdoba Question of the Week, and Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Directory Word of the Day.
Not new, Fred wanting to rape and pillage, jokes about Paul's weight, and shots about Eric being gay.
Lubricants.
In the off-season, there were complaints because Tom Brady wasn't here, there. Before his colonoscopy, Andy ruined his underwear.
He ruined it afterwards.
On opening day against Kansas City, Brady went down one quarter into the season.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley was popular with the show, but I can't say the reason. Pats shut down Brett Favre in week two, and Matt Castle gave the Pats fans hope.
But I want to watch Brett Favre!
Fred invented a bar of soap made out of other used bars of soap. Ronnie Brown and the Dolphins destroyed the Pats and made me want to hurl. This year, Eric took a solo trip to Egypt and allegedly met a girl.
There, you'll find several of my snapshots from Italy, Eggpipe, and my hometown of Providence, Rhode Island.
The Pats D was confused and they hadn't looked this bad, I don't know when. In a classic show moment, Fred explained the difference between a rooster and a hen.
The oldest term is cock. Old English.
The Wildcat formation became the hot topic for sports radio to discuss, and Paul got in an argument with an obnoxious...
He said drop.
See you next Tuesday. At Babes R Us. Babies R Us.
Babes
You
are
missed
us.
It right there.
Babes R Us. I think his wife would have been
Paul
mad.
Talking,
why
I'm
you
sorry.
At Babes R Us?
That's not a bad name for a strip joint. Babes yeah. are us. I just thought
you're gonna open one.
Something. The Pats
Jeez,
went out to
light up.
The Pats went out to San Francisco. Castle threw his passes with zip. Fred beat Andy in horse, tennis, and basketball while on the West Coast trip. The Patriots got destroyed by San Diego, and their injury situation was the worst. Andy went to a lesbian wedding that took place in Amherst. Josh McDaniels was seen yelling something to Coach Belichick, but Coach didn't seem to mind him. Fred tried to meet a listener at Bass Pro, but Fred couldn't find
him. You have any idea what Doug looks like?
We couldn't hear it, so whatever McDaniels yelled didn't need to be bleeped out. Fred and Andy got Christina Acra in the studio, but then she got creeped out.
No, I'm not saying hot naked burrito.
Matt Castle was taking lots of sacks. He needed more protection. And we found out Cali Girl and strippers made a special web connection.
How you doing?
Lawrence Maroney joined Rodney and Tom Brady being put on the shelf. On the road trip, Eric flirted with a waitress.
You want to eat
being
my salad?
His pompous self. You can't do it over the... Get away. Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
If you are having trouble with your PFW subscription, contact Carol Hardy. That's just an excuse to say Fred struck out at wiffle ball during his party. The Pats destroyed Denver on a Monday night game, and it looked like the ship was righted. When Gary and his fiancée got married, Lori wasn't invited. After a close win, the Pats beat St. Louis. They were on a two-game roll. John Rook lost his composure with strippers and called him an a-hole.
Strippers, any of that? He's an a-
Mental mistakes in Indy. Gaffney had a drop and David Thomas' penalty wasn't cool. One of Paul's son's classmates has a really hot mom at preschool.
Oh, hot. Want to touch the hiney? Oh.
The Patriots' offense moved the ball, but they couldn't stop Manning's end zone throws. Andy and Mike had two women walk into their hotel room, and it seemed like they were pros. The Pats dominated the game against Buffalo. The defense was outstanding. When Andy drove his Cub Cadet off a small cliff in his yard, he had a nasty landing. Despite the loss to the Jets, Matt Castle's offense was not generic. On Black Friday in November, Mike, Lori, and Gary were laid off. Listeners asked, why not Eric?
Would you guys shut up, for Christ's sake?
He made even that funny.
With some of the coaching decisions, some fans wondered, did Bill Belichick lose it? Fred brought himself a juicer, but for some reason, he won't use it. The Pats lit up Miami in the rematch. Castle had his second straight 400-yard game. Congratulations to Paul for being inducted into the BU Baseball Hall of Fame.
He, too, is a Hall of Famer.
I know he is.
So,
recently.
You know, being inducted into the Boston University Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wes Welker set the record for consecutive games with catches of six or more. Paul won a baby... Well, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
A nice little player.
Paul won a baby pool, but Lori stole his money and bought bad pizza from a grocery store. The Pats had four straight turnovers against Pittsburgh, but don't use the excuse that it was raining. In the no-brainer announcement of the year, Eric has no formal artistic training.
I have no formal artistic training.
Eric's not laughing anymore.
If the Pats were going to make the playoffs, they would need a great December. Here is the shout-out to former PFW guys, Shane, Frank the Tank, Brian, Mike, and some guy named I can't remember. What's up, guys, he says. Anyway, congratulations to Ben Coates, enshrined in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Presented by Raytheon.
Run by Brian Morey. Eric was asking players to take their shirts off, allegedly, for a story.
Not in a gay way, of course.
Oh, it was.
The Pats beat the lowly Seahawks.
For your story.
Which turned out to be quite the battle. But the story of the day was Fred running out of toilet paper in the press box of Seattle. Before the game, I went in to, you know, do my business and realized there was no toilet paper. Brewski, Wilfork, and Sanders left the game, and it looked like they would be joined by Mike Vrabel. I'll say that again. Brewski, Wilfork, and Sanders left the game, and it looked like they would be joined by Mike Vrabel. A 14-year-old listener captured Andy's heart because of a ping pong table.
Ping pong!
The Pats whipped up on the Raiders, giving a treat to our West Coast fans. Andy has a crush on two-gender sister.
Two-gender.
I'd like
She's
to touch
hot
her with both
and has
hands.
Big cans.
I like your boobs.
The Pats destroyed the Cardinals in the snow, and Kurt Warner got the beat down of his life. Paul stepped it up with an HD camera, better than a second vacuum for his wife. It went exactly as Andy said. Whenever West Coast teams headed east, they stunk. Cormac visited the show and brought underwear with a rooster that goes on your junk. The Pats still might not make the postseason, and if they don't, it seems unfair. Earlier this year, Fred brought himself a man groomer to remove unwanted hair. We all hope the Pats beat Buffalo and make the playoffs, and I say, yes, they can. If they do, the guys should go on another dinner with the coach. Just don't go Mexican. Happy holidays to Fred, Paul, Andy, Eric, two-gender, and listeners from Pook to Pawtucket. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all. Go Pats, and Joey Porter can suck it.
Excellent.
Another all right. Well done.
How does he do it every year?
He keeps track.
Takes notes.
He takes notes. Notes.
But
takes notes.
It's not only keeping track. It's, okay, I have this, and I want to rhyme it with that. I mean, that's a –
but the keeping – like
that's a talent.
I a tend to think nights, that I remember a lot of stuff oil. To take shots at people. But I totally forgot about the hot mother at daycare. Like, that's something I should remember.
Preschool.
Preschool, whatever.
All right.
She had a thong, right?
She is pretty. Oh, yeah. She's yeah. pretty hot.
All right. Kamani wants me to ask.
And I feel like salt.
Settle down over there.
Kamani wants me to ask Eric if he's ever tied a sweater around his neck or waist.
No.
Oh, I beg to differ. Donaldson.
Do you?
You hang around with Donaldson. Jim Donaldson, and he always does that.
I do not do that.
All right. And Salt has given us an update.
Call that one out, Andy.
Salt has given us an update. He's going to the Hall, then he's going to go to Five Guys.
Oh, good call.
All right.
Five Guys. Eric wants to
go. All right. We'll take another quick break, and then we've got to do picks.
Like the Patriots? Like winning stuff? Join the VXP program from Verizon. The same company that always delivers the Patriots to you through RazorShop Fios, blazing fast internet, and in-depth mobile content is now delivering you to the Patriots. I'm talking about field passes, stadium tours, luxury boxes. Want to watch a game from the press box? How about the sideline? Don't like the sound of your own voice? Have a Patriots player leave your outgoing voicemail. That's the level of access I'm talking about here, folks. And it's all a part of the program. So how do you become a VXP? It's simple. Just text VXP Play to 51500 or go to v-xp.com for an entry form. For a chance to win, just answer some Pat's trivia. That's it. There's a new prize every day through December 28th. Text VXP Play to 51500 or register at v-xp.com. The VXP program from Verizon. Victory comes to those who play. No purchase necessary. Void in Florida. Promotion ends 12/28/08. Play daily from noon to 8 p.m. Eastern. Must be 18. Official rules at v-xp.com.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So, Sarah, how's your holiday shopping coming along? I don't know about you, but I haven't even started.
Holiday shopping? I took care of that last week. Went to Patriot Place in Foxborough.
I've heard of Patriot Place. There's a ton of stores, restaurants, a movie theater. But you got all of your shopping done at one place?
Yep. Took care of the kids list at Hollister and Life is Good. Greg's gonna be psyched with the gear I got at Bass Pro, Circuit City, and the Patriots Pro Shop. Bought my mom some really great stuff at Christmas tree shops, and I had to treat myself at Victoria's Secret. Oh, and I stopped in for a facial and a massage at Green Tangerine Salon.
So shopping and relaxing? Now you're talking. It looks like my holiday shopping might just be a Patriot Place.
I told you, the holiday shopping for them and a little something for me.
Visit patriot-place.com for Santa's schedule, holiday hours, events, and more. Parking is free with convenient valet and shuttle service available daily. Donate a new or gently used coat to make a child's holiday warmer at any store. Proceeds benefit Cradles to Crayons. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
All All right, back here in PFW in Progress, it's time to go around the NFL and do our picks. But before we do that, Paul, why don't you fill us in?
Tough week last week all around. Freddie, as usual, you won the week. 10-6. Eric and I went 9-7. Andy went 8-8. With the spread, Eric and Fred went 8-8. Andy and Paul went 7-9. So, tough week all around.
Yeah. Guess I'm not getting to 500, huh?
No. Season standings to date. Fred, 161, 78-1.
Wow.
Andy, 155, 84-1. I am 152, 87-1. Eric, 149, 90-1. With the spread, a little bit of a flip-flop with the 2 and 3 spots. Fred is 131, 108, and 8. I am 127, 105, and 8. And Eric, 115, 117, and 8. So you still have a shot to be 500 there.
All right.
And Andy, I think you might have dug too big of a hole. 112, 120, and 8.
Ooh.
It's possible.
112. So
you have to be.
You need
8 games over 500 to get to 500. That's tough.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah. But you can do it.
No, I can't.
Just like the Jets can do it. You can do
12
it.
12-4.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. 12-4. I'm doing it.
The only thing is I don't have the spread, so the doc is going to get them for us.
All right, so let's
– how am I going to pick against the spread if I don't have the spread?
The doc's going to get them for us.
I don't have a lot of confidence.
All right, we got to hurry here.
it was funnier the first time.
We apologize for the caller that tried to call in, and Fred said, no, I don't have time for that.
Is there no game? There's no games on Christmas, right? Okay. No Thursday
game.
Lost
over that pretty well.
No Saturday either, I don't think.
No
right?
Saturday game, you're right.
All Sunday.
All Sunday.
Sunday!
Yeah, because there's no Monday night game either. So everything, 16 games on Sunday.
At 1.
I wish.
Almost all of them are at 1. It's only like,
they should be.
I think there's 3 fours and a
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fours and 1, 8.
8-15.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with St. Louis at Atlanta. St. Louis at Atlanta.
Doc, you got a number?
Okay, oh, here they here come right off the presses.
Nice.
Well done. Well done.
I'll take Atlanta.
St. Louis at Atlanta, and Atlanta is favored by 14.
Ooh.
I will take Atlanta to win these last games. You just don't know who's playing,
you
who's
just
playing
don't.
For a coach, who's trying, who's not trying, who's already booked their vacations. So I'll take the points just because that's a big number.
Yep.
I'll take Atlanta 30-20 in this game.
I'll take Atlanta, and I'm also going to give the points. I think St. Louis is ready for the offseason, and Atlanta still has something to play for. If Carolina loses, they can vault over the Panthers and into that number two spot. So I think Atlanta has their full attention on this game, and I think that they blow out.
Okay.
I think St. Louis would be blowed out, as Emmitt Smith would say.
Yeah, I think that that's a lot of points in the last week of the season. I'll take Atlanta, but I'll also take the points. All right, Kansas City at Cincinnati. Ooh. Two teams who played a little better toward the end of the season.
Cincinnati
this could be the week for Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is favored by 3.
This could be the week, so I will take Cincinnati to win and cover. The Chiefs on the road, I think they get that bump at home still. But Fred's right. These are two young quarterbacks, Thigpen and Fitzpatrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have done a little something for their teams. Bad game. I'll take the home team.
Yeah, I like the way Fitzpatrick has been playing in recent weeks, and Thigpen hasn't done bad either. But
well, he's from Harvard, so he's probably pompous like you. So
yeah, that's kind of why I kind of gravitate toward him. I'll take Cincinnati in this.
Yeah, Harvard, BU.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati as well. I think Fred's right. I think this could be the week.
Okay, I agree. Cincinnati. Although Herm Edwards said that.
Oh, yeah, poppycock in your mouth?
Herm Edwards says that the success is going to start to show next week for the Chiefs.
Next week? After
I mean,
the season is over?
Next year.
He might not be there to see it.
I thought he was making a shot at Herm Edwards just, you know, with his Jets connections there, but it was an actual quote about next year.
No.
That's funny.
Next year, he says, you're going to start seeing the success on the Chiefs, but
okay,
he won't be there
well,
to see it.
Well, they did have a ridiculous number of rookies and young players playing, and I mean, in theory, that's what he should be selling. It's just whether or not ownership buys it.
That was
or the new GM.
That was by design. It wasn't like the Patriots were.
Well, that's why I don't think he should lose his job.
Yeah.
Because it was by design.
Yeah, but the issue
but
I
the
don't.
The guy who supposedly designed it is gone now.
Yeah, but that was the plan before the season. This was his last year.
Yeah.
So you can't have a plan and go and do all that and then get rid of everybody.
But they've already said they're not promoting some guy, right, that Herm Edwards wants.
Yeah, he's all mad about that. That's why I think he is gone.
Right. That's the one problem is if you're an owner and you're going to hire. It doesn't even have to be high profile. It doesn't have to be Scott Pioli. But if you're going to hire a GM and say it's your show, he has to have the right to fire. You can't hire a guy and say, but you have to keep Edwards. Mm-hmm. You just can't do that. If that doesn't work long term.
All right. Chicago at Houston. Chicago at Houston.
Chicago at Houston, where the Texans are favored by 3.
The Texans are favored by 3 at the Chicago. What's Chicago's status?
They need to win.
They have to win, but they still
Minnesota has to lose or something like that.
Chicago needs to have Tampa Bay and Dallas lose.
I will take Chicago to win.
I will too. I'm not confident about it because I don't trust them, and I think Houston's playing better, even though they've lost a little bit in recent weeks. I'll take Chicago.
Okay.
They're a team that needs to get in the playoffs. I think they'll show up.
Yeah, more to play for. I'll take the Bears in just a terrible loss by the Texans to Oakland last week.
Yeah, I was shocked that they lost.
Really
that game.
Bad. I thought they had kind of gotten it together down the stretch, and they were at least going to rally for another 8-8 finish. But I think that they lost some steam last week with a bad, bad loss.
I do too. I'm going to pick the Bears, but the thing about the that Kyle Orton. He's no good.
Talk about one play.
They need a quarterback.
Talk about one play. He played outstanding for 10 weeks, and then he hurt his ankle, and he's not been the same since. He can't move. He had that high ankle sprain that they said
maybe
was going to keep.
It.
They said it was going to keep him out for like a month, and he missed one game, and he's been awful.
Right.
Awful every game since.
Man, that Kyle Orton, he can't play.
Maybe that's it, but he just does not look like a leader or a confident.
I think he is.
He's a leader. I just don't think he has a lot of physical tools.
Okay. Although I will say his physical tools look
better now than I thought
2 years ago or whatever.
He's throwing everything nose down.
I think he's gotten a little stronger. I think his mechanics and everything have improved. I'm still not sold that he's one of the best 32 quarterbacks on the planet. I think he's a very good backup. I'm not sure he's a starter.
And he doesn't have the QB look that you like. He's
Fred,
got a scruffy beard.
Yeah,
and a
he's a little bit
hair.
Too much huh? of that whole
shit. Who did you take in the Kansas City-Cincinnati game?
And I'm taking Chicago. All right. The Giants at Minnesota.
Minnesota by 6.5.
Are the Giants not playing anybody?
I don't know.
There's talk that they're going to rest their starters.
I think they've
learned from last year when they didn't rest their starters?
Right.
Well, the difference is they have a bye this time. They don't really need to rest them. But at the same time, a guy like Brandon Jacobs, I don't think he's going to play very much.
And what's the... was there an update on the Williamses? Somebody getting kicked out?
I don't know.
I'll take Minnesota at home because they got. Is my boy playing?
I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah. Go Tavares. What's the spread?
6.5. Six.
Yeah, I'll take Minnesota to cover.
I know they beat up on the Cardinals recently and they have something to play for, but I just think New York's going to win this game, so I'll take them.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants as well. I think that what Andy said is true. I think Coughlin recognized the benefits of playing reasonably hard. And I think if you go into a game against a team that the game means everything to and you kind of pull back on the throttle, I think that's opening up the door for injuries on your side.
No kidding.
So I think Brandon Jacobs probably won't play because he's banged up already. But Eli Manning should play and Steve Smith and Amani Toomer and Hickson and those guys. And I think Derek Ward, by the way, I think he needs 52 yards to become the fourth team ever to have 2,000-yard rushers. So that's something to play for, too.
Yeah, I think that the Giants are truly one of the class elite teams in the NFL, relatively speaking, this year. And Minnesota isn't. And so I think the Giants win this game. Carolina at New Orleans.
Let's see. Carolina by – oh, boy. I put that in the wrong one. Carolina by 3.
Carolina by 3 over New Orleans?
Carolina.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No.
I will be taking Carolina as well.
Yep, me too. All right, and we got to hurry. Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh by 10.5. Mm.
I will take Pittsburgh to win and cover because they are the better all-around football team. And as Bill Belichick, they can't rest everybody. Oh. No matter what they do, they're better than Cleveland Browns.
Even if they rest their starters, the Browns have mailed it in. It's
now you should fear Bruce Gradkowski. He's a pretty good player now. So starting for the
he
Browns.
He did all right in Tampa Bay. What was it, last year? He was a rookie or the year before?
Yeah.
But no, not good enough. Pittsburgh will win this. And the points.
Yeah. Well, normally I would take those points. And, again, it didn't mean anything. But Cleveland can't score. I mean, they're down to their fourth quarterback. They can't score, so I'll take Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh does not want to go into the playoffs having lost two games in a row. So I'll take Pittsburgh, and they will cover. Oakland at Tampa Bay. Oakland at Tampa Bay.
Bucks by 12.5. Bucks need help now, I think, to get into the playoffs, right?
Yep.
I'll take the Bucks to win and cover.
By how much, Paul?
12.5.
I'll take Tampa to win and the Raiders to cover.
I'll take Tampa, and I will lay the points. I think Oakland won a game last week. That's good for them, and they'll start the offseason very early.
Yeah.
They'll get killed in this
game.
Well,
Oakland shocks the world this weekend and only loses by 10. So I'll take the points, but Tampa Bay wins. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Tennessee at Indianapolis.
Quickly now. Going to move along. Titans by 3 on the road.
Indy's locked in at 5, correct?
Yes, and Tennessee's locked in at 1.
What's the spread?
3.
I will take the Colts to win.
I disagree, Paul. I'm going to take Tennessee to win. I think they're the better team.
I think you're full of poo.
Okay.
I will take Indy. This is one of those games that I don't think there's any analysis because there's no way of knowing how it's going to be played and who's going to play.
I'll take the Colts.
So I'm just going to take the home team. I'll take the Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee in this game. You know, I have no idea.
Because they have receivers whose head is far larger, seemingly, than
the
their
helmets
bodies.
Make their.
I noticed
bodies.
That you were intrigued by that. Large heads
yes,
and helmets.
On small bodies.
Yeah. On tiny, teeny bodies.
I'm intrigued because I want to watch it and make fun of Fred.
Detroit,
can you hear me the same as always?
Yes,
you're a little lower.
I stole the foam thing off that microphone and put it on mine. I kind of like it.
Why?
It makes me feel like a real radio personality. You know, you see on TV, they always have the big poofy mics and stuff.
No, but you got to have the big wire thing. You know, that square thing with the coils?
Yes.
And he's into the big poofy thing.
They're never right at EI. They're always hanging off and
really?
Stuff.
Yeah.
So now I can spit and you won't hear
Well,
it.
The way they treat this place, I can imagine what their studio looks like.
I'm surprised it's all cleaned up.
Yeah, doctor had it all cleaned up.
Good job.
He's taking
Doc.
A good, you know, good.
He's having a good
studio.
Week. He's having
to.
A good
the other
week.
Guy went on vacation during the week.
He's on. He's on this week. He's been on his game, doctor.
Swish.
All right. So we got that game in Detroit at Green Bay. Detroit at Green Bay. Can the
Is
Lions
the
get
week?
Off the schnoz?
Packers by 9.5.
I'm not doing it, Paul.
Packers win and cover. It's over. Oh, yeah. For the season.
Then I gave you guys 15. Those 15 wins I can't get back. That would put me up over the top right now, Paul. But I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I've got to take the Packers. Mark Tate.
I will take
You've
Green Bay.
You've always been taking the Packers.
The immaturity just astounds me every time. I will take the Packers as well.
It's good poppycock.
But I'm going to take the points, bro.
Oh. You know,
because Green Bay has been terrible.
If Detroit's going to win, was going to win a game, they would have done it by now. There's no way Green Bay is going to be the team that
goes down in history.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, well, they wouldn't go down. But
they
you know
would
what
go
I mean.
Down in history. No one's ever gone 0-16.
True. So Green Bay wins. Green Bay wins.
And covers.
And covers.
That's poppycock.
Jacksonville at Baltimore.
It's a big one, Freddie.
This is it.
This is a big one. Ravens by 12.5.
You know, poppycock's slogan is, it's our amazing glaze.
He's unbelievably immature. It just
Why?
Astounds
there's
me.
Nothing to that.
It just astounds
You'd
me.
You'd have to be really reaching to find some type of immature
humor. Oh,
it's
Andy Hart.
I think if a blank pops, you get glaze.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing to me.
Wow.
I think it's pretty logical.
It's right, caramel popcorn, and you make it sexual. I don't get it.
What was the game?
12.5. Ravens by 12.5.
Over
Jacksonville.
Christ.
Idiot.
Christ. I take them to win and cover. They dominate the Jags. Kill them. Blow them out.
I'll take Baltimore to win, too. 12.5.
You said?
Yeah, I'll take them with the number, too.
Yeah, normally I don't like laying this amount of points with the Ravens, but I just think that Jacksonville put a lot into their game against Indy, lost it, and they had 10 days to wait before they can clean out their lockers. That's not going to help them. I think that Baltimore will be very focused, make sure they do their part to get in the playoffs, and I'll lay the points.
Oh, boy. This is a tough one.
You'll take the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens in. I'm going to give. I'm going to take the points as well.
Good move.
Split it down the middle.
For over 40 years, Poppycock has been the nuttiest gourmet popcorn on the market.
And you find that sexual, too.
What does that mean?
It's unbelievable.
There's nothing sexual about that.
You bust a...
It's just unbelievable.
Really, I mean...
This is why we can't have a real show.
It's a one-track mind.
This is why we can't have a real show.
It's like, I bought a TV. Oh, you bought a TV?
Come on, it's Poppycock. It's glazed.
Is it flat screen?
Right, right. Does it have HD?
Double D?
Or HD. Yeah,
it's a 42-inch, huh? All right. Yeah, so that's a big game, obviously.
Got to hurry, Fred.
Seattle at Arizona. Seattle at Arizona.
Big game. Big game here.
Oh, God.
Cardinals by 6.
Cardinals win and cover. They're at home in the nice, comfortable desert. And more talent. Because what's-his-name's going to play? You know, he couldn't play here, but Bolden's going to play.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals. Ugly game.
Yeah.
I think that the Cardinals got so much criticism for their performances the last 2 weeks that they have to find a way to change that. So I'll take the Cardinals. Plus, Seattle, I think, that was their Super Bowl last week.
Yeah, it could be. But I'm going to take Seattle to win this game. I think, you know, you're seeing glimmers of the team that they were supposed to be when the season started, and they're going to want to finish out on a high note. I think they're going to beat Arizona. I think Arizona's one and done in the playoffs. Washington at San Francisco. Washington at San Francisco. 4:15.
Niners by 3.
Niners win and cover. They have a little feeling of goodness coming out of their area, and not so much in Washington, where obviously, yet again, there's talk of a coach maybe being fired after one season.
Well, the report today I saw was Vinny Serrato gave him a vote of confidence that he would return.
You know how those work.
Yeah.
So it's a big win for them last
by the way,
week.
Vinny Serrato, another guy who shouldn't have his own radio show, by the way.
Well, I was going to argue, another guy who shouldn't have a job.
Well, that,
sooner or later,
that goes,
he's not going to be in position to give votes of confidence.
That goes without saying.
But, yeah, I'll take San Francisco and the number with them.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Niners, but Washington
really?
Did have a big win last week.
What do you got? What? You're not giving Washington any respect.
Two bad teams. I take the home team.
Redskins are awful.
Right. Just what Andy said. Two bad teams, and I'm taking the home
team.
This
is my lock of the week. Redskins win.
This is
my lock of the week.
You're back on the Redskins.
Yeah. This was your Super Bowl team and your coach of the year. You've been wrong before.
This is my lock of the week. All right.
I mean, it's not that unreasonable to pick against the team that lost like 6 out of their last 7.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, you might win, but
that's it's poppycock.
It's a toss-up game between two bad teams.
Dallas at Philadelphia. Dallas at Philadelphia.
Eagles by 1.5.
Andy's thinking.
You going to keep chewing all day on the air over there?
Yeah. I learned it from watching Fred.
Do something.
Got to hurry.
I think this is a tough game to pick.
It is a tough game.
The Cowboys, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they'll be when they show up, when they get off that bus. I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles because of one guy, Brian Westbrook.
Mm.
I think he is a gamer, and I think he leads his Eagles to victory. The Cowboys lack a gamer.
This should be a good game.
Should be, but I'm going to take the Eagles. I don't think the Cowboys have it in them.
Yeah.
I think they're going to miss the playoffs.
They could be entertaining post-game, too.
How's Marion Barber's health? Anyone?
I don't know, but
he looked terrible.
The running game hasn't been their problem. Tashard Choice has played very well.
Yeah.
But I think if you watched him, he was running tentatively like a total different guy. So
yeah.
I doubt that's going to change.
Yeah.
Andy, a guy named Ron Hornaday, NASCAR guy, like in the 70s, died today. Is that funny? Hornaday?
Not really.
No? Okay.
No.
Now, Ken Bone.
Hornaday keeps the wife away. Uh-huh.
It's not as good as, I guess, glazed popcorn in terms of, you know, sparking your sexuality. I'll take the Eagles, too.
All right. Me, too. I'm going to take the Eagles to win this game. All right. The last 4:15 game we're going to talk about here, Miami at the New York Jets.
Jets by 2.5.
What say you, young heart?
I have no idea in this game, and I don't have a coin with me, so I'm going to just be forced to pick, and I'm going to take the New York Jets, the home team, for two reasons. I truly believe they're the far more talented team, and they're at home. Could go the other way, and I won't be stunned if it goes the other way, but I'm going to go with that and just say the Dolphins aren't good enough.
Who was more talented, the Jets or Seattle?
Right.
The Jets.
Yeah. How'd that work out for them?
I didn't say. I just said I won't be surprised.
Who was more talented,
the
Jets or the
way.
Patriots?
Fred, things are falling into place right. for the Patriots to make the playoffs. That will continue. Jets win. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Okay. I agree absolutely for the reason that Andy said. I think it's a complete toss-up game. Fred, you are correct. The Dolphins are playing better football, and the Jets are playing terribly. But I just think talent at some point wins out, and I think the Jets get it done, and they win this game, and the Patriots make the playoffs. Well, I don't want to give away my pick for the last game.
Well, I'm going to pick the Jets, even though
it kills you.
Yeah.
But you have to do it.
I have to.
Can't get a home game
it's
without
bad
it.
Karma if I don't pick the Jets.
I mean, I wish this game didn't involve the Patriots because I really, really, really strongly would love to see Chad Pennington go into the Meadowlands.
If this was flat out, I'd be picking Dolphins.
I would love to see Chad Pennington go into the Meadowlands and just absolutely light them up.
Oh, yeah. And you believe me, he wants to do it,
too. And we had a point counterpoint earlier in the year that we did, I think Andy and I did on TV, and not that, Andy, you disagreed with this, and we kind of sometimes play the role. I think that the Jets would have been better off keeping Pennington. I think he would have been better for their team, and he has had a better year than Brett Favre. He's thrown for more yards than Brett Favre?
Yeah.
You know, they've completed 67% of the passes. Pennington has 17 touchdowns and 7 picks, whereas Favre has, I think, 19 picks now, 21 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. The Jets would be comfortably in the playoffs right now, not worrying about this game had they not made that move.
You want to talk about, you know, we talk about Tom Brady being able to see the field. Pennington's right up there as far as field awareness and where to go with the ball.
He may be better.
He doesn't have the arm. Right, exactly.
Right. He does not have the tools, but
he's got it. He's got it. He's got that Larry Bird court awareness
the
where he kind of knows
Chad
what's going
Pennington
on.
The problem with Chad Pennington is twofold. One, he's limited physically. That's his biggest problem. And at some point, especially at times like this, that would be my big concern if I were a Miami fan, is him going in the Meadowlands where it's always windy in late December and trying to throw through that wind. And two, durability. He's always getting hurt.
Yep. All right, so we're picking the Jets. Sunday night, this is another big game. Denver at San Diego. Winner takes all here for the AFC West.
Chargers by an astounding 8.
Wow.
That's a big number.
I'll take the Chargers to win and cover. They blow the Broncos out of the water. Phillip Rivers is all worked up over how he's been disrespected all year.
32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
They're going to use that. They're going to rally around that, and they're going to become, what did you say, the most improbable
Super Bowl contender,
turnaround, whatever,
NFL history.
In NFL history. They get the job done, and they get in the postseason.
I think that's accurate. I think Denver is, they haven't mailed it in, but they just, I think, have lost their drive, and they're not very good. So I'm going to take San Diego and their number.
I will take San Diego to win the game, but I will take the points. I think that's a lot of points in a game that's deciding a division. I think it'll be a close game, and the Chargers will find a way to win it.
If it was Denver, I would take San Diego, but take the points. It's in San Diego, so I'm going to take San Diego straight up. They're going to cover. It's going to get away from Denver in the fourth quarter big time. All right, finally, let's go back to 1 o'clock, New England. You can tell what's on my mind. Andy Sexton, the Jets. New England
Angina attack.
New England travels to Buffalo. Big game. This is it, folks.
Patriots by 6.5.
Patriots by 6.5.
Patriots win and cover, as they've done. How far does it go back now? 5 years they beat the four or five years?
5 years, I think.
Ten in a row. They continue that streak. They're the better football team. They can deal with the weather, and I just think Matt Castle in this offense is going to put up points regardless of the situation. Mm-hmm. They can run it a little now, short passing. I think they get the job done, and then they hope. And look for this. Late in the game, they'll be throwing the football. Why, Paul? Bill Belichick will get Matt Castle 4,000 yards. He needs 385, I believe, to get there. He gets there.
I believe that he'll be throwing the ball late in the game. It won't be because of that. It's just what they do when they're up big.
And he's going to get 400 yards.
No, he's going to get 386.
He's going to get just enough, you think?
Just enough. It's going to be 4-0-0 something. It'll be a single digit.
I know that's just a stat and all that stuff doesn't matter and whatnot, but I think that would be an amazing accomplishment.
And it matters. And Bill would think it would be an amazing accomplishment, and he cares about those things. We've seen it in finales a number of times where he gets guys the numbers
they
need.
All depends on who it is.
I don't think he
has
no detail that they don't know about.
What he said a couple weeks ago about Matt Cassel and the way he dealt with things, I think he has gained a ton of respect for Matt Cassel, loves him.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a way of saying, this was a great season. This cannot be removed from the record books. Here's $4,000.
More importantly, the Patriots have to win or else the 415 games mean nothing.
Thank you, Eric.
And that said,
Alistair Cook,
they're going to demolish the Bills.
I took the bathroom.
they're going to win easily.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they're going to win easily. I do think they're going to win in cover. Excuse me, cover, but I think Buffalo is more mentally tough than the two teams that they just demolished. So I'm going to use the other 13 games, and the Patriots didn't really demolish anybody, with the exception of Denver.
Right.
Another bad
team.
I'm going to go back to
He mentioned the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
I said the last 2 weeks with the aberration.
Okay.
All right. What about Miami? Didn't they blow Miami out in Miami?
But not really. They were losing in the fourth quarter. I mean, I know they won by 20 points, but the game was close. I think this game will be close, and I think the Patriots will win.
So they don't cover?
No, I think they'll cover. It's only 6.5. Okay. I think they'll win by a touchdown. I mean, if they won 24-17, do you consider that a close
game?
Okay,
don't yell at me.
I'm asking. Do you consider that a close
game?
Fred's going
to have an emergency.
I like the Patriots. I like the Jets, and that makes the Patriots AFC division champs, and I think that's an amazing accomplishment for Matt Cassel. And we said this earlier in the week. A lot of people thought they could win the division. Nobody thought they would win the division because of Matt Cassel. And if they
that will be
the reason.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm with Paul. Patriots all the way. I do think that Buffalo poses a much stiffer test than the Patriots have seen lately. I think, you know, all the teams in the AFC East actually were better than people thought they were going to be this year. But the Patriots win. Hang in there, people. It ain't over yet. We will see you next Tuesday.